you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Good morning, you're in here.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me turn down my radio.
By all means.
Oh, excuse me.
What's wrong with you people? Good morning, you're in the air.
The reason I called is because I totally agree with your position on call screeners, changing the dynamic of a radio show. If you have somebody who's answering the phone, they're basically molding your show based on what they think.
Absolutely.
The caller should present when they get on the radio. I think there's no more useless occupation on earth than call screener.
Not only that, but, you know, it's sort of stupid, which is more akin to the screener thing. Could you provide for me a list of questions in advance? No. Number two, I could give you any kind of whatever. That doesn't mean that I'm going to go there.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the point? If I provide for you what would potentially be a setup,
right?
Hence the screener is a setup person.
Have you ever listened to the Don and Mike Show?
I've been like not listening to radio for a couple of months.
Well, they've been on for like 30, 40, 50 years, however old they are. I don't know. I think they're both in their 70s. But they have the world's oldest call screener. This guy, I think he's like 55, 60 years old. And I honestly think that he's out to sabotage their show. I mean, you could
Why do you say that?
You could call that show and he'll go, that's really great, and hang up in your face. And then you hear all the callers that they get are DAs. And the next thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. And can you pull my finger?
What?
I wanted to know, since there are very few women on radio...
Okay.
I was wondering if you could tell us about your put.
Why don't you tell us about yours? Now, that guy was an example of himself, if you follow my drift.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello!
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Oh!
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Black! Wow.
As the night. Eddie was white. Eddie was whiter than white. Hi, Eddie.
And now,
yep,
ladies and gentlemen,
yes,
here's Don and Mike!
Thank you, Ed.
And hi, friends. Wow.
Is this
just a big box of okay? The Don and Mike Show. And we made it through another weekend. And our phone number, as you heard, is 877-365-3636. Right here, first unscreened call of a brand new week. This will be the sign.
Okay, sir. Oh, you're putting that much weight on the first call?
I just hung up.
Okay.
Race over.
We've been hexed. We've been hexed for the whole week.
Jinxed already.
Oh, my God.
Or maybe that was just the aforementioned Joe.
All right, I'm gonna make a
suggestion. Clearing out the lines.
I'm going to say that it doesn't count unless we make real contact.
Okay.
If you are going to put the entire week's shows on the backs of one caller.
Joe.
Or on the back of one caller.
I think he just cleared out the lines.
So it really doesn't count. Do you still feel that way about the first call now?
Sure do, Mike.
All right, this is... Get ready for the tone of the entire week.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Huh.
Now,
hello.
Either it's our breath, or the guy just decided to be a dick and hung up. Or, dare I say it, to start a good-looking Monday. There's a problem with the phone call.
No, I still don't think it matters until we make contact.
Right. That, in fact, could be a sign. If we cannot make contact.
Yes, that would be a sign. That would be a very bad sign.
Okay. Nobody touched nothing back there. Too late. They've touched something back there.
They have?
Okay. Don't touch anything else, guys.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What's going on, guys?
Come again, clear connection.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
You are on the air.
What's going on, guys? I've been listening to you guys since I was probably 9 years old.
Thank you very much.
Hold on. That was a thank you not only to you, but to the tech guys. The phone system had shorted out. It's rebooted.
Very good.
So here we go, Mike. This is our lottery ball right here.
This is it. So far, so good. Nice compliment to start the phone call.
All signs point to yes.
Anything else we can do for you?
Nope. Want to say hi.
That's fine. That's fine. Good start. To me, that is A-OK.
You'll take that.
We are not hexed for the week.
You'll take that as a sign that we're going to have a decent week of shows?
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Starting out positively.
Well, clinging to hope.
Very optimistic, I think, on your point. Okay, let's go best 2 out of 3.
You know, it's a Monday. I try to fake it on a Monday more than any other day of the week.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
So you guys need a sign for the week, huh?
But if you know we're looking for a sign...
Doesn't count, because then you can say something to upset us.
Right? Well, I have an unusual sign for my week. This is probably the gassiest Monday I've ever had in my life. Just thought I'd let you know.
Right. Based on what you enjoyed yesterday on Sunday?
You can say that.
All right, thank you.
I think you'll have a lot more of that next Monday following the fabulous Super Bowl and those big NFL appetites.
Hello, right. Don and Mike Show.
Hi there.
Hi there, you're on the air. Howdy.
How do you make a tissue dance?
And right there, I don't know how these calls fell out, these three calls fell out. This would be a losing hand. This guy would be a losing hand.
All I know is he's down by the old railroad tracks.
He is.
He put a little boogie in it.
Yeah. Tell me something. Are you there with your friends from Stand By Me? I'm going to reference that movie again.
How close are you to the tracks?
I'm actually waiting for a train.
Oh, all right.
Are you waiting for a morning train? Does it come from 9 till 5 again?
No.
I'm sorry. I love quoting Sheena Easton.
I know. We've had Sheena Easton on the show a couple of times.
Hey, does your mom like trains?
What was that?
Rob wanted to know if your mother likes trains.
No.
You know, has she ever pulled a train?
I bet he don't even get that.
No.
He don't even get that.
I got that, do you, sir?
Too sophisticated, Rob.
Sorry. I'll play to the room.
That's that highbrow humor.
I play to the room.
Do you understand what Rob said when he meant when he said your mom likes trains?
Yes, I got the innuendo.
Innuendo?
Okay, what is the innuendo?
It's, I'd rather not say. She's not a fan.
No, but I mean, explain what Rob was doing. Where was the joke? Just explain that and we'll believe you.
She wanted to know if my mom was a fan of the train.
Yeah, but what did he mean by that?
That would be people taking turns.
There you go.
Very good.
Attaboy.
Son.
All right. See, there's faith. This is a really good sign.
Let's walk this all the way through, son. I want you to actually say it. People taking turns doing what? Come on now, work with me. People taking turns doing what?
Having their way.
With who?
With Rob.
No.
Oh, now you're cheating.
Hold on now. Come on.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a power struggle.
Just want to prove that you understand Rob's cunning little jab there.
Because even though he's a big man, we do consider Rob to be quite the cunning runt.
It would be people lining up to do what to who?
That would... this is great, guys.
Isn't it fun? Isn't it fun as you're waiting for the train?
Why is it so hard to say? You're just waiting for... guys waiting to screw your mom.
Because nobody wants to say that.
Really?
That's what makes it so much fun.
How about make love?
Nicer.
How about violate? That's always my favorite word. May I violate this evening?
That's a very descriptive term.
Violate.
All right, well then just say if there's a bunch of guys waiting to violate your mom, and we can part as friends, and you can catch your train.
Well, that's exactly what it is.
Well,
and my mom's not a fan.
Well, that doesn't have anything to do with the discussion, does it?
Your mom's not a fan of our radio show or not a fan of having guys lined up to violate her?
Well, I don't think my mom really knows about your guys' show.
Oh, violation, your guys'.
Is that a sign,
there.
Mike?
Yes, that is a sign. Here comes his train.
Hi, Mom!
Hey, Mom!
I defended you today, but then I said you guys'.
Incredible!
Here it is. No, that didn't count because that wasn't the first call. we're doing 2 out of 3.
Hello, Don and Mike show. I'll give it up on that idea. Oh. Hello.
Don and Mike?
Yeah, hi, howdy.
Hey, buddies.
Hi,
hey,
buddy.
60-year-olds and above are called saber-toothed.
Are you getting back to the cougar thing?
Oh, okay, so you're going past 60 now.
I like
saber-tooths.
Yeah, there we go.
Yes, we will get into a detailed discussion about our search for the Dynamite Cougars.
Good. Yeah, there are pumas, cougars, leopards, and now saber-tooths.
This week on the show. All right, the phones are operating. I guess we're here for the entire week.
Yes, we are.
Of broadcasting leading up to...
the big, or as they like us to say... the big game.
No, we'll say Super Bowl because we're having our Let's Drink Absinthe Super Bowl show
right on
Friday.
Yippee-yi-yo-ki-yay.
Friday, if all goes well, according to plan, by the end of the show, I should be slurping Peyton Manning to an extent where you probably will want to put me in the birdcage.
I look forward to it.
I imagine that
are you getting yourself all ramped up for a Peyton Fest on Sunday?
Oh. Here's what I'm thinking about. Well, on Sunday, of course, but for Friday's show, and I'm already thinking ahead to Friday's show.
Uh-huh.
Really, it's the first time that we've had an absent show that I'm going to 100% participate.
You normally
commit.
You're concerned about different things.
I no longer
care. You've kind of pulled. Now I ask you this.
I no longer care about the quality, and that's the last thing you thought I used to care about the quality.
So this is not going to change then. So you're going to come in here and be ready to go. And hoist a few absinthe when the show starts on Friday.
Starting at 3:00 East Coast time.
Very good. Very good. That'll be big fun. Yeah.
And it's going to be a Super Bowl party.
Right.
Super Bowl party.
We going to have anything besides the absinthe? Like chili?
Oh,
once you've had the absinthe, you don't want chili.
Queso dip. But whatever we have, it's got to be the official Super Bowl packet of NFL-approved craft-made items that came in the circular in the newspaper yesterday. I was noticing we were going through the grocery store ads and actually talking about what we're going to eat for the Super Bowl and looking through and saying, oh, this looks good, this looks good. And then everybody had the ad that said, for the big game, mm-hmm. or had someone with a generic football jersey on.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then I noticed there was one packet that came that had the NFL official logo on it.
Mm-hmm.
And... to me, it seems that if you were to sit down and eat these foods in combination while you watch the game, your next trip would be to the morgue.
I'm sure.
There's bad eating, and I like bad eating, and I like processed food probably more than anybody. I like processed food more than natural food.
Sure.
I'll say it.
Processed food is tastier.
Yeah. Listen.
Because it has chemicals.
Give me a bunch of great-tasting chemicals any day. Much better than this crap with whole food and organic food. I like chemicals, okay?
It's overrated.
I'm a fan of sodium.
Right.
I'm a fan of...
lecithin.
I'm a fan of just about everything that you see on a can.
Red dye, number two.
Yes, Mike. When it says no longer with whatever the product
is. Partially hydrogenated vegetable oil.
I'm for it.
Mm-hmm. I actually just enjoyed, for lunch, plenty of chemicals. I had light chips. That's made with a chemical.
Mm-hmm.
And they were the sour cream and cheddar chips, so they have that orange dye. Then I had a Diet Sunkist. That's loaded with fake stuff, chemicals.
Right.
And here's the thing that got me. I also had yellow French's mustard on my ham sandwich.
Yeah.
And my question is, it said, I think at one point it said
what
all...
What color are your underpants going to be tonight?
It said all natural.
Uh-huh.
It said all... Is that really an all-natural product?
I believe it is.
Well, you're going to have to buy another brand then, Mike.
I've got to get something that's got some fake stuff in it.
But even as much as I love fake food,
mm-hmm.
I'm not afraid to tell you, the stuff, yes, fake food,
chemically
Rob,
enhanced.
The stuff that was in this Super Bowl approved packet of advertisement yesterday appeared to be just about the creepiest, grungiest food.
Really?
Yeah, like...
Like stuff we know we're familiar with, or...
Well, I'm not a big... Okay, here's a good example.
Because I'll tell you whether I like it or not.
Good. Here's an example. I'm not a huge fan of cheese in a can.
Oh, yeah.
The squirt-out cheese in a can.
Like Velveeta?
Uh-huh. Yeah, or...
Well, they have the squirt kind, you know, for crackers and stuff. But
yeah, aerosol.
Aerosol cheese. Cheese whiz.
Right, like that. But not cheese whiz per se.
In a jar.
They come in different flavors, and it's almost like... God, you have to have seen this. It's like icing for a cake.
Yes. Yeah, okay. I know what you're talking about. I don't like that either.
Right.
I like the, you know what I do like? I like the Velveeta or whatever that you melt down and then you put the sauce
right,
in.
Well, hold on a second.
That's all right.
Hold on, before we start talking about your food fantasies.
Yes. Both bad. You know, you get me all hot and bothered here.
You,
oh, man, you know what I enjoy? You know what Rachel Ray made this morning?
What?
Peanut butter and jelly French toast.
And I'll do anything for food. I could eat 2 dozen eggs, 36 pork chops, 24 fried rice.
All right, hold on with that, guys, for a second.
Thank you.
The centerpiece of this ad was a bunch of people, and, of course, all of them ethnically picked for your perfection.
Right.
You know, like 60% white, 25% black, 15% Asian, 5% maybe mixture, okay?
Right.
And adults, oldsters, youngsters, kids, all of them sitting around the TV looking at the Super Bowl logo with a gigantic table full of nothing but cans of this cheese in a can.
Yeah, okay.
As if that was...
And crackers?
Yeah, as if that was the centerpiece, the cornucopia of their entire Super Bowl day.
They are right.
Listen, like I said, I like bad food. Uh-huh. And as I was going through, I said to Janet yesterday morning, read the newspaper, I said, oh, you know, it's sad, the almighty dollar, that these products, these people, this is bad food even by my specifications, this is bad food.
Good for you.
But this is the official food of the Super Bowl.
Right? Cheese Whiz?
Many of them, many products made by Kraft, Mike.
Ah, Kraft.
Many Kraft products.
I've never done it myself, but I've heard of people using that aerosol cheese to really mess up somebody's car.
Oh, yeah, because it hardens.
Yes, it does.
And it takes the paint off.
Like rubber, almost,
yeah.
I'm told.
Wow. Nasty stuff. You've never done that.
No, I've never put it in the lock.
Good for
you, Ron.
Don't ever do
you
that.
Never have.
Don't and
ever
I don't do want that. Anyone to do it.
Right. No
that's
one.
To be eaten.
Right. Thank you. There
well,
you
are you? What are you planning on enjoying? Is there any particular? Do you think of it as
well,
like a holiday
yes.
with the family?
Yes, I do. But here's the great thing: it's a holiday with the family without the family. Because either you have a party, and it's not like a holiday party, because for a Super Bowl party, and I've had Super Bowl parties. You've been to my house.
I've had them.
You don't have your family. You have people you really like.
Right.
People you really want to be with.
Right. Yeah, I'm going antisocial on Super Bowl Sunday for the first time in a very long time. I am. It's going to be me and my kids and Carla, and that is it. But I'm still going to think about food. I'm going to think about putting out something special, like maybe make myself a big pot of five-alarm chili.
Well, I'm antisocial because I'm into the game.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, you come in here on Monday, and you're always so up on all of the commercials. And you know what? I want to do that like in a quiet setting where I can really get into the whole TV experience and really, really watch the game. So that's what I'm going to do this year.
And yesterday, my girlfriend made some great slow-cooked ribs where really the meat was falling off the bone.
I know you're not a gourmet, but baby back or beef ribs?
Beef ribs.
Ooh.
And as we were enjoying them, I said to her, you realize what you've done. You've ruined Super Bowl now. And she said, why? I said, because we can't have them again next week.
Sure you can.
No, they were the perfect Super Bowl food,
wow,
though.
Boy, that sounds like the
damn
Super Bowl food.
They ended up having to be 60 minutes food. You know, I said to her, this is really not morally safer food.
No.
You know, this is Jim Nance food, for goodness sake.
You just
sake.
Motivated me. That's what I'm going to cook. I'm going to cook because my daughters love ribs. I'm gonna make ribs.
How much for a rib, Mike?
50 cents. 15 cents. Put it in my hand for a dime.
Can you break 100? Oh, come on, man. Help a brother.
Come on, you Jerry Crow wearing MF-er.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
What's up, guys?
Hi.
Hey, that cheese that you're talking about, it's called Easy Cheese.
Is that what it's called? The cheese?
Easy cheese?
Right.
Easy cheese. I love it, man. It's great.
I call that going an entire weekend without showering. Easy cheese.
Easy cheese.
See you later. Well, I'm going to get all my food stuff together, even if it's nice. And I'm going to break the mold and go with the non-official NFL Super Bowl food.
Good for you.
However, I did do one queer thing today. God, this is very queer. Keep in mind, it's only going to be my girlfriend and I watching the game.
Right.
I did order plastic plates and glasses that say Super Bowl XXXXI on them.
Wow. That's strange.
They weren't expensive or nothing.
Well, of course not.
You ordered them? Online.
So they're going to be delivered?
Yeah, here's the thing. The cups, these plastic paper cups, for like a set of four was like $6.99.
Wow.
So I ordered like, I don't know, 12 of them.
Right.
And the whole thing came to like maybe $18. And I paid $15 for overnight shipping.
Wow.
So they'll be here tomorrow.
That's so you'll great. Have the official plastic utensils for this year.
Of the big game.
I will, Mike.
The big game.
I will.
I hate those kind of ads.
And I was
for the really big football appetite.
And I have to do that now because that's the only thing I got to live for right now. Because like this weekend was just so empty. Not that I didn't have a good weekend. And even by my standards, or rather I should say by someone else's standards, I got a lot accomplished around the house this weekend. By my standards, I don't have to work again for the rest of calendar year 2007.
Way to go.
I mean, I got up off my ass and did stuff
sure
around the house and only fell off the ladder once.
Good.
Only excellent. Fell off the ladder once, but the whole time that I
did
was...
Did you take your Christmas decorations down?
Finally did, Mike.
Good.
Wow. Finally
good.
Did. Figured... It's only a month after.
Hey, everybody's been late this year. Something about this year.
I'm the kind of person that yells at people who don't take them down. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, everything is down. Everything is cleaned up. And
you threw away the jack-o'-lantern?
I get done doing that. I go inside.
Your autumn wreath.
Go inside and then go, what do I do now? What's on now?
Right.
Because I'm used to on Sunday.
Where's the football?
It starts at 11 o'clock in the morning right. with the stupid ESPN show, and then it goes till nighttime.
Right.
It was like yesterday.
Yeah, it was a big void. And, you know, outside of a really good golf tournament, there was nothing on TV.
But even that couldn't do it. I watched some of the Tiger Woods show yesterday.
Seven in a row.
Wow. I watched some.
I like that story.
The thing that kept me going all weekend, though. Oh, remember on Friday, I was telling you about how the internet was down.
Yeah.
I even played something from my ISP, a message that they had, an automated message I had got.
Said they're going to be working in the neighborhood on and off, and you might have... temporary
days.
Periods of no internet.
So, this is my project for Saturday, big no football weekend. I'm going to get on the phone with my ISP, and I'm going to figure out what the frig is the problem. I spent... Did you see 60 Minutes last night?
Yes, love that.
Okay, here is why I really swear to God I feel like the dope of dopes. I am not making this up to be timely and topical. Mm. When they were talking about people going to Best Buy, returning routers,
right?
Here is exactly what I did... on Saturday. Total time expended by me on Saturday, and this is no BSing, no whiffing, no making it bigger, 10 solid hours.
I believe you. 10 solid hours working on your own computer?
Yes.
I've done it.
The internet feed is down. I'm
mystified at both of you guys if you've spent that much time.
Here's the thing. Because I'm on the phone with the internet people, and they say, we are positive the feed is coming to your house. Hmm. And I said, you're wrong, it's not. And then finally the guy said, and I've been on the phone with them for an hour. Finally the guy in tech support says, why don't you just get like a laptop and plug the laptop directly into the modem, and you're going to see what I'm telling you, that you in fact are getting your internet feed.
What, he told you to go out and buy a laptop to test your internet?
No, I said I got a laptop.
Oh, you have right a laptop,
there.
Okay.
So I go, okay, it's not going to work. Plug it in. Bingo.
It works.
So I find right away the problem is not with the internet provider.
So the problem might be with, well, your modem is working also.
The modem is working. The only I think, what could it be? It's got to be the wireless network in the house.
The router, yeah.
Then I say.
Is that the thing with the antennae?
Right.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I say, this is simple. I'm going to go get a new router. Now, it took me 4 hours to come to this conclusion. Because anybody that knows, you start dicking around with something like this. It's like it doesn't work on one computer, then you go to the next computer, and you're pulling out wires, and you're trying to, and I'm having to label stuff to remember what goes where and put everything together back where it goes.
So do you have like a regular home computer, and then you've also got a laptop?
Yeah, well, I've got how many computers on my network at home? 1, 2, 3, 4.
100.
5?
You have 5.
Five computers and a couple of laptops, and yeah, a nice little wireless network, which is just totally shut down.
Mm-hmm.
So I go to Best Buy.
Wow.
I ain't showing off.
No, that's just a lot.
Not really.
Oh, sure it is.
Not really.
No, it's, I guess.
It is a network. I mean, it's almost like a small business office.
You know, yeah.
Not really. There's.
You know what? No, now I know why you do.
There's my desktop downstairs. There's my desktop.
One, yeah. Okay.
My desktop upstairs. My girlfriend's got the thing for her work. There's one downstairs in my kids' room. And then there's an extra one. And plus the real reason.
The whole divorce thing. You know, goes down to one. I got one.
I got one that I've, many.
You know, taken from place to place to place.
And really, like I told the guy on the telephone, the whole real reason that I have a wireless network so I can play Xbox Live.
Right. That's on the
okay.
Network.
All right.
That's really the reason. So
I'm, you know, I'm, yeah. I mean, I'd like to get that wireless.
After 4 hours of taking apart and putting it together and finding it's not their fault, it's my fault. I say to Janet, I am going to Best Buy now. This is simple. It's the router, baby. I'll be back in 30 minutes.
It's the router, and it's a simple hookup. You just, one input, one output, and you're all done.
Hold on. Go to Best Buy. Bring the router home. Open the box. On the router itself, in the back where you plug in, like, your Ethernet or your, and the various USB plugs.
Right.
It's got a big sticker over all of these inputs saying, you must run software first. You must run software first. So I say,
on all of your computers?
Well, I just started on the one that I was working on.
Okay.
Right. And I thought, well, okay, what the hell? I open up the drive, put the thing in. Then I see it's loaded up. I click on it, and I get this thing. Who hasn't gotten this? Error report, and then it says either send or don't send.
Yeah.
It has like the...
Yeah, I get that all the time.
Microsoft's encountered an error.
Yes.
Yeah.
I took this different piece of software to four different computers.
And it did the same thing on all of them?
On all of them. So wow. Then I decided, well, screw it. You know what? I'm just going to... How tough is it?
One Call router. The Geek Squad.
No. Then I think one router looks just like the other one. And at this point, I'm sure that the router is fried. I said, well, screw the technology with the computers learning this. It's on the same frequency. Mm-hmm. So I pull off the tab on the back. I unplug everything, plug everything into the new router, turn it on, and I got dick.
Yeah.
I mean,
you have to tell your computers that that's the router, even if it's on the same frequency.
Yeah, I got dick.
Because it's numbers. It's all a numbers game. It's a serial numbers.
So I go back. I go back.
Listen to me trying to pretend like I know what I'm talking about, but am I right?
Maybe. No, you are right.
I'm guessing.
I go back to Best Buy, and I'm waiting in line, and there's like four people in front of me. And I know right away, I'm so intimidated by the technology that when it's time for me to return it, I've got one of two options. I can either just return it and make up something like, somebody gave this to me and I already have one.
Right.
Or I can be honest and say, I'm so in over my head.
Yeah, but you're not alone. I mean, that's the whole point of that 60-minute show, was that, you're not. I mean, you're everybody's the same way. They are not designed for simplicity of use. In fact, all of our new technologies are not designed that way, and that's a failing of them.
I caved, because when it was my turn, because everybody else in line seemed to really know what they were doing, especially like the guy who was directly in front of me in line, got up to the front, was holding his PC in his hand, and said, XYZ PA234795, my mother's a C word, doesn't seem to go into left, right, A, B, bowel movement, dog, rectum, left, 257. What do you think about that?
You said that to the guy?
No, that's what the guy in front of me was saying to the guy behind the counter. It's like,
right.
They might as well have been, thank you. Right. Speaking Mandarin, I'm like, hello. And by the time it got to be my turn, and the guy says, can I help you? I just said, because I wanted to be cool. Mm-hmm. I said, hey, how you doing? I won't take up much of your time. Yeah, I was given this. I've already got one. Can I get a store credit for this? He's like, sure, no problem. Credit. I walk out of the store like a big shot.
There you go. You did it. Yeah. Well, but you didn't solve your router.
You didn't buy another.
No. I got.
So what are you going to do about your router?
I got in the car. Mm-hmm. I called my girlfriend. I told her to call the Geek Squad.
Yeah, there you
go. Like on the show.
She said, but aren't you there right now? I said, I'm too embarrassed.
Right.
And really I am. And then it's so funny that last night on 60 Minutes, they did a thing about how people don't understand.
People are embarrassed.
The technology.
Right.
And I almost, almost fell out. I did almost fall out of my chair when the guy from Best Buy says, we got three categories. We got the people who know what they're doing.
Right.
The people who don't know what they're doing. And then the people who think they know what they're doing and bring something back. Like our number one most returned item of all time. The routers. I swear to Christ, I did.
The routers are very difficult to operate. Mm-hmm. I remember when I put a wireless in Florida, that the actual guy had a guy that was a computer guy, a computer geek, who was a golfing buddy, actually put it in for me. Otherwise, I wouldn't. There's something about that particular item that is very complicated, and that's why when you just put the software in to get the thing up and running, it gives you those error reports and you don't know how to get around them.
Those Geek Squad guys are good, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the guy finished his work at my house and said, I've got a little extra time. Is there anything else I can do? Anything else needs
fixing? Would you have to make love to your wife?
No, no. I can handle that part.
You know, my iPod wasn't working on my iFi. And so, you know, the iFi's got the little docking thing. And so I went in, and I wanted to get the video iPod anyway. And when I'm talking to the guy today, and he goes, I said, I want to upgrade to this this iPod from the one I have. And I also have a question. Will I be able to use this one with that iFi thing? He said, well, what kind of iPod did you have? And I said, the one before this one. He said, did you have the Nano or the Mini or the Shuffle?
Right.
I said, what? He said, did you have the Nano or the Mini? I said, I had the one that wasn't really small, but it was a little, and I swear to God, I'm sorry. And he's looking at me like I'm a tard. I said, it was the one that was a little bit bigger. And I think that's not working properly either, but I'm not concerned about that because I want to upgrade anyway. I want to get the little video one.
Mm-hmm.
He said, okay, do you want the 80 gig or the 30 gig?
Right.
I said, what? He said, the 80 gig or the 50. I said, I want the one for this price. And
you know,
I pointed at it like I used to point at the Good Humor truck when I couldn't read.
That, sadly, I understand. That part of it I understand.
What, you understand the 80 gig and the 30, I would assume,
the
more
memory. The iPod, I understand.
The more memory. I didn't want more memory. I don't want 400,000 songs.
I don't get it. All I know is if there was football on this weekend, I wouldn't have had to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have had the time to do that. To devote my entire day to it. And
did you feel better after watching the 60-minute report, though?
No, I felt like an idiot.
Well, why? Because, I mean, everybody's in the same boat, though.
I like to think that I'm smarter than that.
Did you say, we had the discussion on Friday, are you a manual reader now? I mean, do you read the manuals?
Yes, I really thought, and this is what pissed me off on Saturday, I goddamn read the manual, went through every prompt, and on every computer got that same goddamn error report,
right.
And finally went just, screw it.
See, there's a way around those error reports. That's what the geeks know.
At one point, I said to Janet, I said, don't we have a phone cord in this house? And she's like, what do you need a phone cord for? I said, hello, I have to dial up to get online. Because we had no internet.
You sounded like a geek there.
Excuse me. I have to dial up to get online here. I have to check my email. And say, I go, God, so slow. Dial up so slow. My God. Where is football?
We are going someday. We are moving towards the eventuality of being a slave to the technology completely. Right? We won't know how to use it, but we'll do what it says.
I did see a mock-up for an overhaul of our website, which was pretty sweet.
Good.
I know a lot of you like the remedial look of our website, but we're actually going to attempt to move it into junior high status.
Okay. Oh, wonderful.
But why is it take so long?
Does that mean the Wayne Newton picture is going to be animated now?
It's going to look like that Orville Redenbacher.
Hey, John, how long till the website has got its new look?
Should be about 10 days.
About 10 days.
Very good.
So remember that 10 days.
Will people click on our website and it'll say under construction?
No, it's
still working as it did.
Error report.
You know what it is? Basically, it's like just getting a turd and putting a new coat of paint on.
Right, right.
And I say that not only about our website, really about just about any website.
Is the Wayne Newton picture still up there?
Of course it is. We've not updated that. And when did we go?
Insane how long it's been.
When did we go to see Wayne Newton? In September?
Yeah, September was warm.
It was hot. A hot August night.
It was a hot August night.
Mm-hmm.
Wayne Newton.
We're actually thinking about getting somebody to maybe update the website.
Oh, good.
We're
thinking about it in 10 days.
We're calling Wayne.
Wayne's going to do it.
Okay. Hold on a second, for goodness sakes. I know when we come back, we can play a fantastic game. What time did Mike go to bed?
No.
Okay?
Last night?
What time did Mike go to bed on Saturday night?
Ah. Yeah, not last night.
Mike says it was a... Was it a near record?
It was an all-time record.
An all-time
I really record. Do believe it was an all-time record.
Oh. Really?
Yeah. A record I haven't visited since college.
All right.
Yeah. It's pretty special.
Excuse me. I had to get a swig of something.
And the great news is I ended up, because of the management of my weekend, not being sleep-deprived. Which I think is the greatest accomplishment of all.
You should have your weekend in hibernation.
Easily. So I don't remember. And there are two records.
There you go. There's a magic word.
I don't remember. There are two records here
that, and the second one is just as impressive, in my opinion, as the first one. I didn't think I had that in me anymore.
Let's hear them both.
To pull the all-nighter, you mean?
Very, very exciting, yeah.
When we were talking upstairs before the show, as it turns out on Saturday night, and I didn't go to bed super early, old man, early Saturday night.
Right.
I went to bed before Mike's evening truly began and got up and had already started my day by maybe, and I slept in on Sunday morning by my standards, too. I had been up for an hour before Mike thought about going to bed.
Wow. Good clues. Okay. All right. There are your clues.
It was a good one.
There'll be a quiz later.
All right.
Bible study?
Good luck. Yeah, it was Bible study.
Able to go good all-nighter. Wow. God damn.
Well, there's nothing wrong with a sunrise service, Rob.
I understand.
It was a sunrise service.
And then off to bed. What?
I'll tell you this. There was preaching.
Of course there was.
There was preaching and praying.
There was booze involved.
Yes.
Lots of booze involved.
There was preaching and praying. And there were several different, in fact, much like food, I had a taste of almost everything.
Well, make that list, Mike.
I will.
Your list. Check it twice.
I'm proud of this one.
Everything you drank on Saturday night.
Oh, my God.
Can you even remember it?
Yeah, easily.
Can you e-member it?
I can e-member all of it. Okay. I can e-member every single bit of it.
Wow.
I really can. When I did manage to sleep and wake up. Oh, who am I kidding? I had a horrible hangover. I'm going to sit here and say I felt good yesterday when I woke up. No, I didn't. Not even close. But I do remember in vivid detail everything. I could almost tell you the sequence it went into.
Oh, great. Hold on to that thought, okay? Because we do have a big show today besides... isn't Big Ed coming back on today?
Yes, his return.
Big Ed's whoring something out today.
Big Ed?
Whoring out like a bitch. Ed McMahon.
Ed McMahon.
Big Ed. And we also have the return of Magic Game 07. But... before you all run with your ears bleeding, it is a different twist on Match Game 07 that we have for
you.
Yeah,
I think you're going to love this one. Okay. This is going to be fantastic.
With no offense to my best buddy, Rob, there will be no questions that have been submitted by Herr Spiewak.
No, this is a very unique way of doing it, and we're relying on the powers that be that lived in the past.
We will be playing Match Game. We will not have a question involving Sonny Jurgensen's teeth.
Right.
Why is wooden teeth?
Wooden. Wooden.
I would.
No. None of the answers. Probably the answers will. None of them will be gentleman's relish, which was his favorite.
You know, Rob, he's got his two or three go-tos. Oh, and also, yes, the breaking news that we should have led the show off with. You know about Barbaro, right?
Yes.
Right.
Very sad day.
He's going to be in a bottle of glue now.
Yeah, I know.
Very, very sad day.
Isn't that right, Barbaro?
I don't know. I just want to say I've never felt more. More let down.
They put you down today, Barbaro.
Sons of bitches! They let me die. They could have survived me. They could have made me survive. They let me down, the bastards. Let me go to that big racetrack in the sky, and I never got a chance to go out to stud. I don't feel too good now, dog. I'm floating above all of you. Get ready to drop a big old turd right on your studio console. I'm Barbaro, and I'm God.
Barbaro the ghost.
Dead. The ghost of Barbaro.
Ah! The ghost
floating
of
over everybody, the cotton picking ghost of Barbaro, Dodd. Not feeling good anymore. Actually feeling quite nice. Legs all healed.
Right.
Eating that big bag of oats in the sky. But they let me down. Cotton picking horse veterinarians. What they are is robbers. Cotton picking robbers. They stole the life of a champion. Bastards. I want to live. I want to come back. I'm going to come back and haunt all my vets, man. All my veterinarians. All my equine vets. I'm going to come to them as a creature in the dreams. Big evil horse with big long teeth.
Oh.
And I'll be biting their private areas. You know what a horse bite in the privates feels like, man? Oh, man, Satan had his way today.
He sure did. Well, goodbye, Barbaro.
Thank you, Doc.
Barbaro, everybody.
Yeah. You take care.
And put him down today, right, Buzz?
That is correct, yes.
Yeah, he had an abscess in his foot.
Surgery over the weekend.
And he was doing
very sad.
Yeah. Doing so much better. Mm. Barbaro euthanized Monday morning.
That's the nice word for they bumped him off.
That's right.
Put him to sleep.
Shouldn't it be oldenized?
It would sound better. Make more sense.
To
Just a thought, not a sermon.
All right. The two youths.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Michael.
Yes.
Is this Linda McCartney or Hillary Clinton? Good.
Wow. I believe that's Panko.
Perfect.
Wow.
I'm in. I'm in to win, and that's what I intend to do.
Right, Hill.
Reject a woman, and she will never let it go. Okay. One of the many defects of their kind. Also, weak arms.
That's not her fault. Got gigantic arms.
She's got very strong arms and very strong legs.
She's like Mr. Tuttle. American job.
You take her pantsuit off, you know, she's got Tuttle arms.
If you give her that that big walrus mustache.
Yeah, she'd be a and, you know, give her the crew cut.
How long has it been since poor Hillary Clinton has had the walrus mustache? For God's sake.
Quite a while, dear.
Well, hold on. What show is this?
To them. Good for you.
Oh, hold on a second. Let me redo that one time. One more time.
You're listening to them. Good for you. Don and Mike.
Right, right. Okay. So, on my Saturday, after taking down Christmas stuff and the CF with the internet, we rented an awful movie on pay-per-view. My Super Ex-Girlfriend with Luke Wilson and Uma Thurman.
I hate Luke Wilson.
The only thing that made this movie palatable was the fact, I have to tell you, cats, Uma Thurman has a body.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
she's turbo.
I know that we've said it before, but she goes under the radar. She has a body that will not stop.
And I think she's incredibly sexy.
Underrated.
I think her personality is sexy.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. So it's the only thing, maybe, is the movie had to be like maybe 85 minutes long. It had to be almost like a Disney directed DVD, like so fast it doesn't even take up one third of a DVD.
She shows her body off pretty good in the movie of the producers.
Oh, does she really?
Yeah, she wears a white dress. And
oh, yeah. Yeah. All right.
It looks good. Nice.
You don't really
I think of her in that Batman movie when she was Poison Ivy.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
She was sexy in that, too.
She was sexy in Pulp Fiction, right?
Right. And she was sexy in Kill Bill. Well, everything she does is sexy. I always want to be like that old man that she goes to see in South America, the old guy smoking the cigarette that runs the whorehouse.
Yeah.
You know the guy that she talks to? You know,
How you doing?
You want to kill Bill?
And he's opening his eyes and closing his eyes really like almost in slow motion.
Right.
I love that movie. Yeah.
So I'm watching this movie and thinking my life, and rightly so, thinking my life is very happy and I'm at a good spot in my life. And I guess at Saturday night we watch this thing like at 8:30. Was done at 10 o'clock.
Yep.
Cleaned up the kitchen, went upstairs, got into bed. In bed.
It was done at 10 o'clock? You were crawling into bed at about 10?
Yeah, I was in bed like 10:30.
I was stepping out of the shower at that moment.
Fell asleep, I think, before Mad TV came in. So, came on, rather. So, it'd be asleep before 11 and slept in on Sunday, by my standards, slept till like 7 o'clock.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So while I was going to bed Saturday night...
I believe that I got to the cafe at about 10:35. That's when I walked in.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
A buddy of mine was having a private party up there that started at about 10 o'clock.
Oh.
So we arrived at about 10:35.
So you got to your restaurant at 10:35 on Saturday night. 10:35,
yes. Okay. 10:35, which is late for me, even. I mean, it really is a later night than normal.
Now, I have to know, what time did you get up on Saturday, and did you nap at all during the day?
Saturday, I got up at about 8 o'clock in the morning.
And so you still were just starting your evening at 10:30.
Yeah, and I maybe dozed off for 15, 20 minutes in the chair, but other than that, I did not sleep at all on Saturday. I was up early in the morning.
Good
to know. Went to a movie on Friday night.
Went to Sunrise Mass,
of course.
We saw The Queen on Friday night. That was it.
Homo.
It was just delightful. Just ducky. Helen Mirren is outstanding.
Yeah.
And got up early on Saturday and went the whole day. Really didn't do much. Kind of lazed around because we realized we were going to have ourselves a late night.
Right.
Got to the joint at 10:35. Closed the joint and invited some of my cats back to the Casa afterwards. And, of course, they have to do all their
you know, closing work.
So there you are with your hippie lingo.
Yes.
Inviting the cats back to the casa means Mike invites people at the restaurant to come back and join him.
Thank you.
At his party palace.
A little after, you know, a little nightcap. I believe at one point I said,
Chateau Puntin.
I said, the doors will be open till 7 a.m. Little did I know, and when I say that, it's normally, hey, you know, show up, whatever. Right. But, you know, if you don't get people popping over a short time later, they're probably not coming. Mm-hmm. And I really, you know, I would have regretted people walking in at 7 a.m.
Of course you were.
I'm here to say that right now. But not that we weren't up. So would you like to know the time?
Yeah, so you started this at 10:30.
The last person probably left at about 5 of 6.
Okay.
All right, that's not bad.
Carl and I had a little chatty chat, and we're kind of talking about, you know, solving the world's problems. Mm-hmm. And I think we turned in a little bit after 8 a.m.
Wow. Wow.
8 a.m.
Now, listen to the turnaround.
Thank you very much. Now, that's record number one.
Uh-huh.
But this is the all-time record as to the time I got up on Sunday.
Oh.
I got up. It's rock star time.
Uh-huh.
4:30 in the afternoon.
Oh,
wow.
And I mean 4:30 in the afternoon. You know, you open your eyes periodically. But really, I count it as straight through 4:30, got up. And, of course, the first thing you say to yourself after that is, eat. Want food. And strangely enough, Carla wasn't really in the mood to cook. So, you know, it's like, what can we order? What can we order fast? And then, you know, the normal schedule back, you know, probably turned in at about 11 o'clock, and that was it. But it was an absolute, and you feel two things. You know you're going to stay out late, but you're staying out much later than you ever dreamed you would. Right. And then you realize when you wake up that you've just totally eliminated an entire weekend day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that feels both bad and good at the same time.
It's gone.
It feels bad because it's like, yeah, you wasted the day. You didn't get anything done, and there was nothing you could do on a Sunday. But at the same time, it's like, wow, we really did this. And you feel like, you know, you're back in college or you're a rock star, either one. And it was one of those days where we didn't have anything planned.
No,
it was kind of a bad weekend with nothing on TV.
So what'd you drink?
So, starters?
Yeah.
I didn't like it. I remember that. I had a little vodka and soda water with... in a tall glass with lots of lime, and I know I didn't care for that.
That's so like a new go-to of yours. That's really out of your repertoire, isn't
it? Well, it just didn't feel right, didn't taste good, didn't like it.
And, so you stopped there.
I switched. I went to an old standard, an old friend. I went to the Irish whiskey.
Surprise.
And, you know, I'm not kidding. I will give you, you know, what was consumed, but I certainly won't give you numbers because I have no idea. After that, there was much champagne. A little champagne, and after that, back at the house, all you know, we had wine. I didn't have any wine, but had a little Heineken Light after that, and then a little bit more champagne after that.
So you're lowballing all of this. I will give you a credit, you conjurer.
Yes,
you.
I'm telling you everything I had. I'm just telling you.
You have the incredible talent to come on the show.
Yes,
and I appreciate the honesty. But you should be a TV weatherman because you're like Bob Ryan.
Well, now, in what way am I giving you double speak here?
Here's the double speak. You must have been incredibly
bombed.
Right. And you have the ability to say, well, I don't know, I started off with tonic and you know, sodas and vodka. And then I went to some Jamesons and then, you know, a little champagne and a couple of beers.
Well, you know,
and some more champagne.
I've elevated it to an art form. You know,
I'm jealous.
Carl and I had a person that had not been drinking Drivus from the restaurant to the house.
I mean,
and we were kind of in control. I'm not, you know, knocking over furniture or anything like that. I'm having pretty reasonable conversations
I'm jealous. I'm jealous on two different levels.
Yes.
First, I'm jealous that you have the constitution that you can go out and do that.
Well, you got to realize too. I get there 11. Well, no, it's still a reason. 10:30 till closing time is still a reasonable amount of time to ingest a little bit of alcohol.
I'm jealous of the fact that you can virtually. I'm only guessing. Would you have half a bottle of whiskey?
I have no idea.
See,
I really don't know.
Wow.
I really have no idea. I don't think so though. I don't think so because really
half a bottle of champagne,
was,
full bottle of champagne, how many beers?
Everything.
How many vodkas?
You know, it really. I don't know. I can't tell you. If I could tell you, I would, but I can't. I can tell you what I have, but I can't tell you.
Didn't
you, know,
you
how
and
much.
The Irish whiskey have a bad breakup sometime back? Didn't you say you weren't going to do that anymore? I can't remember.
I said that about everything, Rob. I don't mean it.
You didn't believe that. Did you have enough that you were severely buzzed all night?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Oh, you mean what do you mean severely buzzed? Like, but well, no, it takes a while to get there.
I don't mean like fall down.
Really, to be honest with you,
you know the way you are, the high functioning way you are.
Yeah, I was high functioning all night.
You know what I mean?
I was because we started late, and then you know by the time, however, you know, really towards the end, you know, that's when you know when you're up that late, it's a question of sleep deprivation.
I mean, because people out of your house. It's been so long since I've even had anybody over doing
well,
that.
I invited them over. And I do that periodically because, you know, I'm in the business. And
right.
and they come over afterwards. And it's, you know, it's a nice way of saying, especially with, you know, the key people you have, that you want to say, hey, thanks, good job. And I was really, really pleased with everybody on Saturday. I really was. And that was beyond, you know, the hooch. I was, because normally it goes quite the other way.
Uh-huh.
You know, when it's just like, yeah, sons of bitches. Everybody's taking advantage of me. But it was one of those, that's probably why it went so late, because it was one of those, I have to say, rare times where, because normally it'll be, you know, 12:30, quarter of one, back home, you know, we should have done this, we should have done that, and then right to bed. This instead was everything kind of hitting on all eight, and I took advantage of that to really, you know, have a little after party. And
okay, good.
And actually, but no, you when I woke up at late, you know, Sunday afternoon, I felt horrible. And Carla was in much better shape than I was. I felt yucky. But the thing is, I didn't feel it until after we had gotten our health food, ordered our health food from the health food store down the street, and had that delivered.
You're conjuring again now, aren't you?
Yeah. It was like the worst food you can eat on a very empty stomach, you know, that only had alcohol in it.
What'd you have?
I had pizza and wings.
Wow.
After chips and that cheese, that aforementioned cheese dip.
Oh, man.
And they were regular chips. And my body really, because of what I eat here at the station all week, is conditioned to light chips. And when you eat the regular kind, you realize exactly how it just kind of gets your tummy going. But it was, man, it was a very, very good time. It's not something I can do every weekend.
No?
I can't. I'd kill myself.
I bet you could do it every other weekend.
I could probably do it, but it wouldn't be, it wouldn't last very long.
I meant that as a compliment. I didn't mean that as a put down.
Well, I don't like, you know, I actually do like to go out late and, you know, leave before closing time and
night out
and have well not really though I have, because when I'm not you
were a
I'm,
night a not you were a night owl
I was
Marion Barry
I was a
night owl
all
night not owl.
And it is really a strange thing when you are talking, and at this point I was talking to Carla and we're just sitting in the kitchen and we're talking, and then you look over your right shoulder and you see daylight,
the sun's coming,
and you realize, oh, and the cue for you to go to sleep is the daylight. Then you feel like Dracula. And I really, the last time I remember that, doing that with any frequency at all, was in college. You know, when you'd, you know, you'd pull some all-nighters in college, either partying or studying for an exam or something like that. You'd stay up all night. It was a very strange feeling, but I was really not aware of it at that particular time, that it was that big a deal, until the following day. And the following day was waking up.
The same day.
Same day. And waking up and looking at my watch and going, oh my God! And knowing that, you know, you're gonna have just a few hours of light,
if that,
right. Like an hour of light.
You woke up at 4:30. Yeah,
I had an hour of daylight.
Yeah.
I have 1 hour of daylight So
God,
I mean,
like if you had really,
like the sun was up all day,
if
and it was
only
just,
you had
yeah.
pushed yourself a little further, you could have actually awoken to twilight.
Yeah,
uh-huh. to the sun setting, or even better. Imagine if you slept through an entire day of sunshine.
Well, it would have been a miracle if I had done that. But it would have been one more hour of sleep. That's all. That's all it would have been. And really,
that's what I'm saying. It was within your grasp.
And I was not functional for the hours that I was up yesterday. I mean, it was bare minimum. It was a go up, go downstairs, play video games, turn on the golf tournament, and then 60 Minutes was coming on, and I said, "You want to go watch that upstairs?" And we went up and watched 60 Minutes upstairs, and then I was in bed for the rest of the evening.
Wow.
Wow. So really, even functioning. I mean, if you'd rung my doorbell yesterday, you would have been greeted by a man only in his underwear.
Sorry, we missed that.
It was a day that it was a day that we knew was going to be a complete washout. It was a day that we prepared for. Carla's much more responsible than I am. She puts on, you know, all her clothes, comes downstairs, and, you know, she greets the guy that comes. I'm not in any, I'm a total hermit at that point.
Was it like yesterday afternoon, you mean?
Yesterday afternoon. Yesterday about 5:30, 6 o'clock. When we were having breakfast. 5:30 p.m. when the pizza breakfast got there.
Oh, God.
Well, technically, if you count breakfast, lunch, and dinner, we only had one, and that was breakfast yesterday. And breakfast was served at 5:30 p.m.
Color me jealous. Goddamn.
Yeah, it's not really all it's cracked up to be.
Oh, come on.
I mean, it's not like I planned it. You know, it's not like I really said, hey, we're going to stay out all night and into the hours of the morning.
Admit,
it's very normal for the restaurant business. It's very, very normal for them. I mean, and those people are, and even if they're, you know, not partying, which they're not.
Mike, we're not talking about your bottle washers. We're talking about you here.
Yeah.
We're talking about you.
Mm-hmm.
The man.
I wasn't doing any labor.
No, of course
I wasn't. I'm not making those excuses. This was just a pure
celebration. The man, the legend, the all-nighter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and look at the way you were upstairs before the show today. That's the way you really do feel about it. I came in and Mike said, whoa. Did I have a weekend? You'll never guess what time I went to bed.
Yeah, I suppose I'd be lying if I said I wasn't a little proud of it.
You were.
You should be.
Yeah. And rightly
but
so.
No, it's not anything you should be proud of, though.
Of course you should.
Here's my question. How did you stay awake all night after having a pretty full day on Saturday and then the alcohol Saturday night? How do you stay awake all night?
Well, I think you're having cocktails and it's, you know, it's fueled by that. I certainly don't advocate any illegal substances.
No, but I mean.
You were asking, but I'm not sure I like the tone of your question.
No, you don't yawn, you don't nod off. I mean, how do you do that? That's
I really didn't feel fatigued in the slightest.
Wow.
And
well,
then...
remember, Buzz, he's younger than you.
That's right.
I forget.
No, I mean, I think the, you know, when you're having a few pops, that actually, it doesn't really tire you out.
They say
alcohol is a depressant, but I don't think so. I think it kind of keeps the party going.
We're going to hide your meth now?
You know, the crystal meth habit that I have? I really, if I wasn't having a cocktail,
right.
I would have probably been exhausted by well before closing time.
You said you're not proud of what you did, but in a way, is there a small part of you, you're pleased that you know you still can do it? Because that's how I would feel.
Just a wee bit. Just a wee bit. Yeah, but at my age, it would kill me.
Hello, Don and Maisha. No, it won't. You just had your virtual physical.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, my physical did come out great. You know what they said about the nice and clean?
Your liver.
That's the liver. Nice and clean.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike.
Did you
ever get the chance to take a shower that day?
No. God, are you kidding me? Come on, give me a break.
I was curious. You were talking about showers.
I was making my own pepper jack. I made my own pepper jack yesterday. And, you know, I didn't realize until I took my shower this morning. I didn't realize until... I looked in the mirror and I just said, "Boy, you know that's a day."
And you didn't.
That is a day. But I do that. I do that. Whether you know, sometimes you know, we've discussed that. We do Sundays, you know, where you don't.
It's great not to bathe on the weekend.
Right.
Yep. Although, as we discussed last week, you don't brush your teeth at night. I had a question about that as well. I was thinking about that over the weekend.
Let me tell you, if you had been anywhere near that mouth at 4:30 on Sunday. It would have been toxic.
But when you said that you don't brush your teeth at night, does that mean like all the gook that's in your on a regular night, not a drunky night?
Yeah.
On a regular night,
right?
Like whatever you have for dinner and everything, all that crap is in your teeth all night long until the next morning.
Well, I don't brush my teeth at night. Ever. I don't do that. I brush my teeth in the morning.
Same with you, Buzz.
Yeah, that's true. I shouldn't. I should brush my teeth.
How could that be?
But I don't.
Well, because before I'm going to deal with anyone, all that stuff that's in my mouth overnight,
but
it's not going to bother anybody, and then I'm going to clean it up in the morning.
But don't you like floss out all the crap between your teeth and at least brush your teeth to get all the food stuff and all the crap out of there?
I floss. I told you the routine that I do. I brush my. Mm-hmm. I rinse with a
in the morning.
Wax.
In the morning.
Floss.
But what about at night?
Rinse again.
You don't
brush.
That.
Rinse with after I brush, I rinse with another rinse, a whitening rinse.
But that's only once a day, though.
Once a day.
We discussed this on Friday, right?
Yeah, Carla brushes her teeth morning and night also.
Right.
And sometimes in the middle of the day.
Yeah, you guys are totally wrong about that.
You're absolutely right. I'm going to take that under advisement, I think. But my teeth are very healthy. And my gums are very healthy, so I mean, I don't, what I'm doing is I've got well taken care of choppers. The fact that,
you know, what I'm doing, it might bother somebody, but it doesn't bother me that much. You know, it doesn't hurt my dental health.
Right. Okay.
I mean, I get great reports when I go to get my checkup.
Mike, what can I say? You continue to defy the odds. You live your lifestyle. You have a virtual physical. They say that...
Started visiting another habit over the weekend, too.
What was that?
The old cigar habit. That's my new thing. That's my new thing again. You know, I used to smoke them way back when. I'm smoking them again. So since you brought up the mouth, I had 2 to 3 cigars on Saturday night also.
And you didn't brush your teeth after that?
No.
Woo!
No. Maybe that's why you do yours, because you smoke so many cigars that you got to keep that
I did
that
before
mouth.
I smoke cigars. Right. I mean, right. I'm falling apart, but my teeth are immaculate.
Mm-hmm.
God damn, all the time I brush my teeth. Way too much.
Well, you're selling it. You're selling it as far as but you know, at the end of the day, I just like to fall into bed,
right.
Especially or at the end of the morning.
Yeah, but what if you got all that crap between your teeth, like food stuff?
I don't get a lot of crap between my teeth.
I think you would be surprised.
Well, no, I floss in the morning, and if it's there between your teeth, you're going to see it.
Ugh.
No, it's not like I'm eating lobster every night.
I often floss after dinner just to take care of that. And then, you know,
if I have something where I'm aware there's food in my teeth,
right.
I will floss.
Right.
I just won't brush.
Well, as long as you're there, why not just do both?
This is bothering you?
Apparently it is. Maybe I should change the subject.
Well, no, I mean,
yeah,
you feel strongly about it.
It bothers me, not because, well, you know, I'm just amazed your teeth haven't fallen out.
Mm-hmm.
That, in essence, what you said on Friday was you brush your teeth for 2 minutes a day.
2.5.
Okay. 2.5.
Which is the perfect amount of time.
Do you know how much?
You're not supposed to do it any more than that.
According to who?
The little electric toothbrush that smiles at me.
Dennis.
At 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
Correct. I have that, too. Except I do it every time I brush my teeth.
Mm-hmm.
5 times a day.
What?
Five times a day?
Five?
You brush your teeth
you
5 times a day?
5 times a day, 2 minutes a time. Not an exaggeration.
Wow.
Not a sermon. Just a fact. Five times a day.
That's amazing.
You brush your teeth 5 times a day?
Always have. Swear to God, always have.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
5 times a day?
Sure.
What three?
Once when I get up in the morning, first thing, before I even take a crap, and then I brush my teeth.
Right.
Go downstairs, have my morning coffee, come back upstairs, got that bad coffee taste. Second time I brush my teeth. Third time, after lunch, about 11:30, got to get that food stuff. Fourth time, before I come into work. Fifth time, before I go to bed at night. Sometimes more.
Wow.
Sometimes more.
That's impressive.
And you only brush your teeth once a day. Pardon me for saying. I meant to say this on Friday. That's gross, Sasquatch. That is really gross. But you only brush your teeth once a day.
Well, I clean my ass better than you do, though. We've had that discussion before, too.
I don't eat with my ass, though.
If you could brush your ass, that would be the
Did you wash your ass today?
I got news for you.
I do wash my ass.
I know you wash your ass.
No, even the bad part.
I thought you didn't do that. I think you didn't go there.
Mind change.
Do you have your systems?
There's a certain loofah.
Oh, dear.
It only has one place it goes.
You don't share that with anybody, do you?
It's in the shower. I don't think Janet ever touches it.
She better not.
It's pretty much perfect.
Well, then maybe you have that on me also, because I use my bare hand.
Oh!
I do.
Oh,
I do. I use my bare
like
hand.
Oh, my.
I do.
Yeah, oh, yuck.
Yeah.
All right, that's nice.
With soap.
Oh, thanks.
So clean.
Thanks for that. Clean as a diesel.
Do.
Okay. Well, that's about enough. Christ, we got to break.
Well, gee,
up.
You sold the whole thing about brushing.
Yeah.
I won't go to your level, though. I might do twice a day.
Yeah, try to work in twice a day.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Two brushes a day is good.
But my teeth are very healthy.
I know you're an enigma. You are a riddle wrapped inside an enigma.
Hey, if you'd seen me at 4:30 yesterday, you would not have been looking at a healthy man. You would have been looking at a guy that appeared to have a mohawk haircut and had eyes that resembled, you know, bush babies.
One call. We got to hit a break. Don and Mike, hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, howdy.
How are you guys doing?
Okay.
Yeah, I had a couple questions for Mike there. So
yeah, I'm right here, sir.
With all this ass talk, is kind of. But anyway, Mike, when you're up drinking that long, do you ever get a headache? Kind of like your hangover starts before you even go to bed?
No, I mean not. I mean, I'm sure that can happen, but that usually happens if you slow down.
Yeah. Okay. Well, see,
if you're going straight through, you know, you're just kind of keeping that little...
Pick up the pace there.
You're the man. God, yeah. Damn it, you are the man. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I wanted to ask Mike if he's not inclined to clean up his mouth, perhaps after dinner, but before intimate moments with Carla.
Carla, I would be lying if I didn't say that Carla will occasionally gently inform me that it is not altogether pleasant, and I would say one of those occasions was yesterday at about 4:45 when we greeted each other. And I believe I was asking her to rub my ear.
Not in my channel.
I'm just telling you the truth, boys.
Hello. Hello there.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Boy, is Carla a lottery winner. Hello.
Hey, with all the talk of oral care in there, I wonder who in the studio has all their teeth.
All our teeth. Now, are you counting like...
Don's giving advice. Does he have all his original teeth?
I am missing one.
I'm trying to think.
But the one that I'm missing is a great memory for Mike. Because it's that time that I almost drowned when I was on vacation.
Oh, that's
and
right.
When we were...
You knocked it out, right?
We were in the British Virgin Islands, and I had a bad tooth, and we went to some guy in a hut, I S you not, who said, basically, you got two options. Either you get on a plane somehow and go back to civilization to get this looked at by a dentist, or I'll pull the tooth out.
And I have trouble answering this question because I believe I've had some teeth that have been so... You know, excavated and worked on that, you know, I've got a couple of crowns.
Right.
So that's, here. And that does, I don't think that counts as having all your.
I got the whole.
No, it does, because if you have the roots, you still have your original.
Well, then I think. Look at that, see? That's
yeah, right there?
Yeah, see? It's not tooth.
Never got an implant for that one.
No.
No.
Uh-uh.
But they've knocked out it, didn't they? This one right here, I think, is a root canal and a crown on top of it. So I guess it is the shell of the tooth. But I mean, if you
see,
took
right
off
now
the
you
crown.
You probably have plaque all over your fingers.
Right now?
Right now.
Covered
with plaque.
Dripping with plaque.
No.
No. See? Yeah, I don't know, Mike. I think you're a very clean guy. I'm not trying to come down on you. You're very immaculate. I don't want to be humble like this. You're a very clean man. I'm very concerned about your mouth.
Well, five times a day is
maybe that's a hassle for you. Maybe five times a day is a hassle.
That's a huge hassle. But I am going to...
How about twice a day?
I'm going to tell you, I'm going to try.
Tonight.
I'm going to do the 2.5 minutes tonight.
Tonight.
And I'll do the rinse, too.
Got a break. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
With Isaiah going on, they sent him to rehab, which I don't understand. What is gay rehab? What is he doing? You watching Queer Eye for the Straight Guy? Is Rosie giving him a good talking to? What is gay rehab? That sounds like traffic school. You should be able to do that online. You know, like. Either you're a jerk and it's, you're not, you know, and obviously he's a jerk and, you know, he never should have said and he was wrong. And to me, what I thought was like the craziest part about it was that, you know, usually, especially being black, you know, usually we're on the receiving end of bigoted and discriminatory remarks. So, you know, for him to, you know, say it, it's, I guess we have overcome, you know. I don't know. Maybe gay is the new black now. I think it is.
All right, gay.
I think it is.
That's so gay.
Oh. 2 bits, 4 bits, 6 bits of peso. All for Zerto. Stand up and say so.
He's a fag.
Their show is Novelty Store Big. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right.
Suck on that, losers.
Right. Stand by. Stand by for some homo news.
Homo news.
Now, I'm not even going to say alleged homo news. I do have to give thanks to one of our favorite websites, parishilton.com. P-E-R-E-Z, Hilton.com.
Right.
They are awesome. They might even be better than the Smoking Gun.
Really? They are good.
It was a battle today to see who's going to give us the better material.
Mm-hmm.
Smoking Gun, smokinggun.com, nice enough to send us the entire John, what was that thing we got from them that about the Sacramento lawsuit?
That was the, yeah, that's exactly it. It's the wrongful death suit from the Sacramento water intoxication.
Mm-hmm. Right, so Smoking Gun with Knives, I've sent that along. I quickly scanned it for our names. When I didn't see our names, I said, John, what's the relevance?
Threw it out.
You know, get it out of there.
Right.
And then Paris Hilton calls up. Not Paris. Perez. Right. Perez Hilton calls up.
Yes.
And they say, hey, we got something on our site that's right up your alley today.
Hmm.
So let me just give you the background on this. According to PerezHilton.com, and we have pictures and also instant message transcripts that go with this story. Mm-hmm. It's about Clay Aiken.
Oh, he's in the news again.
Yeah. Clay Aiken went to a website called Manhunt.com.
Right.
And his name is Happy Chappy, too.
Oh, boy.
He found someone who wanted to talk to him. And then they said, well, why don't you send a picture? And how many times have you heard Clay Aiken say, I don't do that. I don't go to chat rooms. I don't go to gay
This is the second time now, right?
Gay websites.
Didn't we have a story like this?
Yes, we do.
Months ago?
Yes. Mike, here now from PerezHilton.com. And thank you very much for giving us this. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We'll put these on our website, lickety-split.com. There are the pictures of Clay from his home PC. And is there any doubt, or wherever he was on the webcam?
Right. Library.
Is there any doubt that that is Clay Aiken?
Sure looks like him.
Okay, look at all the pictures real carefully, Mike.
Right.
Okay. I mean, there's 8 different shots.
And seems to have a ring on his index finger, too.
He's not naked. He's just,
no, it's just his face.
It's his face.
Face!
So
looks to perhaps be in a hotel room.
The guy on the other line, the guy on the other end, so to speak, says, in essence, he says, well, how do I know you're not just some guy pretending to be Clay Aiken?
Right.
These pictures look like Clay Aiken. So he suggests they move the relationship to the webcam where these pictures came up.
Screen capture.
So they could prove that he actually was the guy.
Right. Now, he's done this before, and he denied it, and now he's doing it again.
The other guy.
So he's picking up guys online?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, the guy looking for love says, I got to prove that you're really who you are. Hold up 4 fingers. Mm-hmm. So at one point, there's also this video on PerezHilton.com that shows Clay Aiken holding up 4 fingers.
Right.
If you want to instant message Clay Aiken on Yahoo, they say his screen name is Skipper McGee Blue. And let me see. Here is now the instant message chat between these two guys.
Okay.
Between Clay Aiken and the guy that wants to pick him up. Happy Chappy, too. Hey, man, I see you're online. I'm a 26-year-old. I'm in Durham right now.
Is that the guy talking to Clay?
Mm-hmm. I would love to talk. Then here's what Clay Aiken writes back. I do have pictures, but I have a very recognizable face. I can't post the pictures. Then the guy writes back, I will be happy. Oh, hold on. It would make me very happy if you would prove who you are. Mm-hmm. Clay Aiken writes back, I'll be happy to send you pictures if you can promise, capitals, the absolute, capitals, discretion. Is that cool? And then we go to the next IM. And it says, I sent my pictures. When you get them, there's a chance you'll have questions or concerns about their authenticity. If you have any doubts regarding their authenticity, I am more than capable of proving myself. Okay. So then the guy writes back, do you have Yahoo Messenger? And Clay writes back, I have webcam. So then they go to the pictures that you'll see on PerezHilton.com that we have on our website now. And here is the actual transcript of what they're saying while they are chatting on the web while Clay is on the,
okay,
on the camera. I am live. Yes. Hello. Horny guy says, how do I know you're live? Clay says, how many fingers do you want me to hold up?
Okay.
Guy, question mark. Then he writes, 4. Clay Aiken writes back, do you see them? The guy writes, yep. Clay writes, LOL. Now, Clay writes back, so, your face pictures, may I see them? Can
Can you send them through email or through here? Either way. Now, the guy writes back, hold on, let me figure this out. Kleyagin writes back, just email me the pictures. That is fine. Then the guy writes, did you get them? Did that work? Kleyagin writes, do you have any others? Do you have any body shots?
Is that what he says?
Yep. Guy writes back. You can go read the transcript yourself. Guy writes back. What are you looking for? Kleyagin writes, I'm not sure. Company, though. Then the guy writes back, are you in North Carolina? Kleyagin writes, yes. I'm in near RDU. Maybe Raleigh-Durham. So the guy writes back, ah, cool. Do you have nudes? You've seen mine.
Kleyagin, this is the guy saying that?
Right. Kleyagin writes back, no nudes.
Right.
The guy writes, how about on the camera? He writes, no. Oh, no.
Good thing he didn't, as it turns out.
Yeah, then there's a pause, and Kleyagin says, hello? Like the guy's hung up on him.
Yeah.
And the guy says, so are you on Manhunt often? Kleyagin writes back, no. The guy says, okay, me either.
Right.
And then it continues.
It continues on and on.
There's chatting, and
no,
the guy wants him to show his penis, and Kleyagin or whoever, whatever his name is, Happy Chappy, refuses to show his junk.
And you guys be the judge when you see these pictures. If it's not Kleyagin, it is his twin.
It's a pretty good celebrity lookalike.
It's pretty amazing. It would be. Do you think it would? I mean, it's really hard to say, you know. But as I look at the pictures, it could be. I would definitely not close the door. The one right here, Don, the top picture right here.
That's it.
That looks like Kleyagin.
They're all Kleyagin. And what we're doing here is going through the Barry Manilow syndrome that we went through 30 years ago and that our parents went through
right.
20 years before that with Liberace.
Right. Right.
I mean, who cares that the guy's a pole smoker?
Yeah, who cares, really?
Really, who cares?
Here's what I want to know. How does that conversation get made public? Is it the guy he was talking to?
Yes.
Who captured these shots?
Yes, Buzz.
Yeah.
Yes, that guy went to ParisHilton.com and said, hey, I have captured webcam pictures.
And this is not even
I
news.
I have a Kleyagin.
And this is not even news unless when Kleyagin has been on shows and asked about this before, he goes into kind of a strange dance.
Right. He just doesn't.
He doesn't want to handle it. Maybe that's his prerogative as well.
But
if that's your prerogative, you don't go, you know, you go on these websites, you're going to get in trouble.
Yeah, I don't feel comfortable asking. Mm-hmm.
But no nudes.
No nudes.
No nudes.
Good rule. You know, that's creepy. Just like even when I look at the ads for eHarmony.com, when I see an ad for that, I always wonder, or like the ad for it's just lunch or whatever that is.
Right.
I always wonder about the guy that's sitting at the table, the woman, if he's looking, sizing her up like, huh, you're beautiful. I'm going to chop you into about 1,000 pieces after this dinner is over.
An article, I think, in the Post this weekend that said, you wanted a date and a background check. A lot of these people that pick each other up online, that go to dating services or go to meetings online where they meet people, they do pretty thorough background checks.
I got something even creepier that I read in the paper this weekend. I bet this happens all over the country where you have HOV lanes. This was about here in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
The new trend now is that people that are commuting into Washington D.C. from the suburbs,
right.
If you get caught in the HOV lanes, it's a $1,000 fine.
Right.
So now, right before the HOV lanes, by where I guess the Metro subway parking stations are, there are people that are just hanging around waiting for someone. It's like a modern-day hitchhiking.
Passengers.
Waiting for someone to pick them up so you can be two people driving in together.
It's been going on for a long time.
You want to talk about a background check.
Right.
Who the hell on their way to work just pulls up with a stranger at the side of the road and says, come on, get in my car, let's go downtown together.
I think with the federal workers downtown, it happens a lot. In fact, it does happen a lot.
Well,
and you've got them at different locations where they're, people are waiting for. And usually, really, more often than not, you get people that are working for some of those huge government buildings.
If it's inevitable, lay back and enjoy it. I'm telling you, that is like walking through a minefield.
My exit's right here. You can drop me off right. Why are you continuing to... Please let me out of the car.
Absolutely.
Please.
Jesus. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, I was wondering if Mike would change his mind about brushing his teeth if he found out that Dennis Murphy only brushed his teeth once a day.
Well, I have a different mouth than Dennis's, yeah. Thank God.
Mike has human teeth. Dennis has
I don't have dog teeth. But I'm giving some very serious thought to Don's suggestion. Of
my radical suggestion.
You're incredible.
Mike brushes teeth.
You're incredible. Well, I don't think I'm not in a an exclusive club that I brush once a day.
I think you are. I would think that I've got to be in the majority of people.
Not five times a day. You're not in the minority.
No. That's obsessive.
Right.
But morning and nighttime, I think, would be more of the majority than just nighttime.
Interesting.
Or just morning time, rather.
Preposterous.
Preposterous.
No, I'm kidding.
Okay. Meanwhile, I'm just picturing the toenail fungus commercials. That's what's going on in between your teeth.
Now you're making it a little more than it should be. Of course not. No, my teeth are very.
An even better commercial than the toenail fungus is, have you seen the one from Yukas?
I hate it. I hate that commercial.
Oh, my God.
I hate that commercial almost as much as I hate the commercials where they have people with colds or actors pretending to have colds. Right. Yeah. I understand these are cold products. Why do you have to show me the lady in bed with the red nose? I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
You want to see a booger?
I don't want to see anything like that. I really don't. I hate that.
Big snot bubble coming out of her nose.
And I hate the fungus animation and the mucus animation. I can't stand that.
I think they're lovable.
I think it's either or. I think maybe it's either two times a day or once a day. That's the vast majority of
right.
people. I don't think that I'm, they're, let's not ignore the people that just don't get around to it.
Joe. All right, we'll be back with that.
I mean, flossing every day is something a lot of people don't do.
True. I agree with that. I
floss every day.
Good.
Soon to be twice.
Mike, good for you.
Thank you. Good for you.
Good for you.
I can't believe I really said that to you, like in serious conversation. Good for you.
We'll be back with that.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I heard some news today that I found rather fascinating. I understand that the Vicks people have come up with a new toiletry product that they're pretty excited about. I haven't heard much about it. What is it?
It's called Dismiss.
Dismiss?
Yes.
Huh? What is that?
It's a feminine hygiene product.
Holy crap. You're putting me on.
No, Dismiss. It'll be advertised on our show.
How about Vagigo?
It's not a bad name for it. Along with another line.
How about away?
Someone else has that.
Ah.
Sterling Drug.
How about off?
Possibly.
Yes, I like that.
I like Formula 44, NyQuil, Sinex, Victor's and Lavoris, all the other fine products, along with Dismiss.
Off would be a bummer. Is that going to be a live commercial?
I was wondering if you'd like to demonstrate.
I certainly would. But strawberries and lemons, I hear. You pass a fruit stand, you get horny now. Good sales. Dismiss.
Anyway, welcome
Jesus
back again, Vic.
Right. So embarrassed to do this.
Dismiss.
So embarrassed.
The Don and Mike Show. Stand by for spontaneous mediocrity with Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right. Well, happy that we have Ed McMahon joining us back on the show again. We love Ed McMahon.
Are you playing Listen to What McMahon Said?
You read my mind, Mike.
Hey, I got it. I got the joke.
The great. Ed McMahon, who we've had on the show a couple of times, and before we get him on the line here, I like bringing Ed on. Maybe one of his back of the rack classics you haven't heard.
The most beautiful girl in the world.
The song stylings of Ed McMahon.
Ed McMahon.
Eats my pies out, eats my candy.
Wow.
Although that's not to be confused with his other gigantic hit we've played on the show.
This is my favorite.
You're rocking out right now with Ed McMahon.
Hey there, Georgie girl. Swinging down the street so fancy free.
You got him, Robbie? Oh, my goodness. Making him wait this whole time. Here he is, everybody. Our friend, Ed McMahon.
Hi, Ed.
Ed McMahon, everybody.
Yeah. How are you, Ed?
I'm great, thank you, guys. How you doing?
We're doing very well. It's great to have you back on the show, Ed.
Great. My pleasure.
Yeah, we loved the last time you were here. We'd like to point out Ed's book. Here's Johnny. A great book about his memories with Johnny.
Yeah, really, really great book.
On sale. Ed's got the tour, the Memories of the Tonight Show tour.
Mm-hmm.
And also recently in TV Land, they had one of their lists of the best catchphrases of all time on TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, of course, here's Johnny was number one.
Yeah, right? Number one, absolutely.
Oh, number one. Yeah.
That's got to make you feel pretty good, right, Ed?
Well, I'll tell you, I couldn't believe it. You know, how in the world did we beat out you know, one small step for man, one giant step for mankind, or ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. But I think repetition is the key. You know, they heard that every night.
Right.
And that announced that something special was going to happen for them. And a lot of people, the end of the day, the last thing they wanted was a little Johnny Carson, a few laughs before they went to sleep.
Ed, we've had you on the show a lot of times, and we really like you and respect you. And I don't think I've ever asked you this, because you're such a nice guy. You don't say anything bad about anybody. And I know you won't hit your wagon to either Leno or Letterman. But I'm noticing now, as time goes on, I'd like your thoughts on this. It seems to me that what Johnny did, what you did, will never be duplicated. And no matter how big Letterman gets or Leno gets or Jon Stewart gets, in this niche world that we live in now, there never will be an era again where there were three stations. And Johnny and Ed were there every night of the week. And I'm talking even back in the day before Saturday Night Live.
Right.
They would rerun the Tonight Show on Saturday night, and you would sit there and you would watch it.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And when you look at the people now, when you got a guy who catches on fire like Dave Chappelle, and then just like that, boom, he's God. Out. Then you got a guy like Steve Colbert who comes on. Who knows what he's going to do? Leno's gone in a year. Conan O'Brien's there. Letterman's there. Does it make you appreciate more, I guess is my question, what Johnny did and what you and Johnny did? And could you guys do it in today's environment?
Well, in today's environment, there's so much other distractions. There's cable. You know, when we were there, you mentioned the fact there were only three shows to watch. Either watched ABC, CBS, or NBC. And luckily, we captured the market. And we had it for a long, long time. People just made it part of their life. A great columnist named Archibald MacLeish said it very well one time. He said, "The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson is part of the fabric of America." And it's true. It became a part of everyday living. You closed out the day with Johnny Carson. And I was right there beside him.
You know, I really love the behind. We played a little clip from behind the scenes when you guys were, setting up a commercial. And I always wanted to ask you, were there any particular guests where you legitimately, I mean, you had so many people, and you had everybody that was anybody in the day. Were there particular guests when you know somebody was on the list and you know that it was going to be a party, that it was just going to be a great time, that there was going to be some true behind the scenes and in front of the camera, just a blast, real laughter, real fun? Was there any particular guest that you would just say, "Oh man, they're coming on tonight. We know we're going to have a great show"?
Well, of course, Don Rickles was like that. You know,
yeah, all right,
Rickles for sure. But we got excited when certain people were on, like Jack Benny or Bob Hope. You know, really superstars, Jimmy Stewart. When you knew they were going to be on, it just got you excited. You know, you say, "Wow, here we are. We got all the top flight guys on the show." It made you feel great.
And two things unrelated to your history with Johnny and everything else. First, I'm having problems getting in and out of my bathtub, Ed. Can you offer me a suggestion on that?
You've seen my commercial, right?
I have.
That'll keep you very safe. You know, you don't have to step into the tub and take a chance of slipping. You just open the door and walk in.
There it is.
And I say this with great love. Have you ever turned a commercial down?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
A couple of things I didn't like, I turned down, sure.
Okay, all right.
Nobody could sell, in the day, Ed, nobody could sell dog food like you could.
Right. Right.
And I kept those Zabo puppies happy, didn't I?
And, Ed, we were having a discussion before you came on the air. I'm just curious about you, Ed McMahon, as the person. How many times a day do you brush your teeth?
Twice.
There you go, Mike.
All right. I'm doing it tonight.
In
the morning and at night.
Yeah. There you go.
And
I believe that'll be a question for every guest from now on.
How often do you brush your teeth?
Don brushes his teeth 5 times a day. I brush my teeth once in the morning, and I should probably do it twice.
Isn't that gross, Ed? He only brushes his teeth once a day.
All right. We don't have to say it's gross.
Johnny wasn't a one-day brusher, was he?
It was two times a day.
Of course, Johnny was a two-day brusher.
That's it. If Johnny did it, I'm doing it.
And he always called me to make sure he was doing it right. You
know? What about Doc? Was he a twice-a-day brusher?
Doc was a once-a-day.
There you go. And, of course, we all know Tommy Newsom was once-a-day, too, right?
He was once-a-day, once a week.
when you go out on your Memories of the Tonight Show tour,
yes.
Do you have Uber fans who just like, do like Mike and I do, barrage you with questions, or do you just or do you have regular stories that you tell, or is it pretty much give and take?
Well, I do both. In other words, I do a show for about an hour with clips and stories, behind-the-scenes stuff, a lot of jokes, and then I open it up to questions with the audience. And that runs about 15 or 20 minutes. But, you know, the people are anxious. They just want to relive those times. And it's a trip down memory lane, and I get the biggest kick out of doing it. I just came back from Spokane, Washington, last night. I was up there for two nights at an Indian casino. And, you know, the people are great. I get standing ovations, packed houses, and it's just wonderful. It's reliving a big part of their life.
And you've got to enjoy that, too, I would imagine. Cause it's,
oh, I do.
You know, just like the fans of the show, once it's not on anymore, that's when you realize probably how good you guys really were.
Yeah, people really miss it.
You want to hear some more Ed singing?
Yeah, let's hear some more. Ed, we've got your album here. We are fans. You know that, don't you?
Here's Ed, My Funny Valentine. Ladies and gentlemen, the song Silence of our friend, Dr. Trunks, talks
my
up.
My funny Valentine.
Get the can.
Sweet comic Valentine.
Are there any Irishmen that don't like to sing, Ed?
What about, hold on, here's another one.
Do you remember these, incidentally?
Oh, yes, sure. Okay. They allowed me to pick the songs I wanted to sing, which was great.
Okay. Try to remember. Rob says we sent Ed a copy of his album after he was on the show. Is that true? Did we send you a copy of your own album, Ed?
You sent me that. That's right. I didn't even have a copy of it. You sent me one.
I got Rob out a copy.
Hey, here's a question for you, Ed. Did you ever sing on the show? Did you ever sing?
I sang one night. Yeah, I sang Trouble one night.
You did?
From Music Man. Yeah, one of the most difficult songs in the world to sing.
And how did that go over?
That went very, very well. The audience loved it.
Hey, Ed, how big a deal do you think it is? I saw the commercials this week for Letterman. They're doing promos his 25th year in late night. Johnny did the show. You and Johnny did it for 30 years, right?
30 years, right.
30 years, and that was one show, one time slot, one network, one deal. Letterman's been around a while. That's a good accomplishment, correct? Even though I was saying that it's not the same as it was before.
That was a big accomplishment. You know, he was on NBC for a while, and now he's on CBS. No, I think that was a good accomplishment. And he does a good job. I mean, he gets to the audience. I like him because he does a lot of stuff like Steve Allen used to do.
Exactly.
Right. Crazy things, you know, dropping a watermelon off the top of the building. You know, go out one night, it snowed in New York, and he went out and made snowballs, not a snowball fight with the audience.
You know, Ernie Kovacs gets credit for a lot of that stuff as well. Was Ernie Kovacs kind of an influence on a lot of these people?
Oh, absolutely. He was. You know, Ernie was in Philadelphia when I was in Philadelphia, and we were on at the same time. We were competitors, and little did we know that we'd wind up where we did, but he was a great force in Philadelphia before he ever got on the network scene.
Ed, I know that, gosh, everybody pinned you down about this, but what the hell? I'll just ask you one more time. You're in a room, it's 11:30, and you got to watch one of them. And I know you don't want to make either of these guys feel badly. Which show do you watch, Ed McMahon? You watch Leno or Letterman?
I watch them both. I watch Letterman.
Which would you turn on first, though?
I watch Letterman first, and then I catch Leno because he does a longer monologue.
Right, right.
And I want to get some laughs. So I watch Letterman. He does about 6 or 7 jokes, and they're really good. And then I turn over to Letterman, and Letterman gives me like I'm visiting a comedy club, you know, like a stand-up comic club.
Right.
And I love all his stuff. And then it depends who the guest is. You know, if the guests are, I go where I stay, or stay with Letterman, or I go to Letterman, depending on who the guest is.
You know, are you fancy yourself a nighttime guy? Are you a late-night guy? I mean, you're doing the casinos. That's kind of late-night work. Do you like, are you a night owl yourself?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I like to stay up late.
Mm-hmm.
Ed, when's the last time you pulled an all-nighter? Mike just pulled an all-nighter this past weekend. When's the last time you pulled an all-nighter, Ed?
I had a lot of all-nighters. Not counting
like a telephone.
You know, that leads me to another question, because we do. Yeah, you know, everybody's got the clips of you when you're talking about the lady with the animals on the show. That's a famous one. Do you have any? I mean, and it's probably a difficult question, but obviously you like to go out and have a good time every now and then, and occasionally, lunch would turn into maybe dinner, and then you'd tape the show. Was there any particular time you got done with the show and you said, "My God, I'm glad I survived that one," and where Johnny was giving you a hard time, where you just showed up and you were feeling no pain?
Well, I think that one that you mentioned was the only time in all the years.
And hysterically,
honestly,
funny.
Say that was the only time.
Oh, that's great. Okay, well that's good.
And
somehow disappointing to me personally, but that's all right.
And do you ever get the feeling, if you're watching, let's stick with Letterman for a second, and you watch Letterman and you see some interplay with him, and I know what it is, like if they do Stump the Band, which is something that obviously they got Johnny's blessing to do before he passed away.
They did, yeah.
Because they go with the Tonight Show theme, and it's a total non sequitur to anyone who didn't know what they're doing, because Paul Schaefer wears the Karnak hat. And it really has nothing to do with anything like the bit you guys used to do. But in a way, it's nothing but a 100% suck-up to you and Johnny. And the thing about that, here's my point with these guys.
Oh, the whole idea was that, it's very flattering. Imitation, they say, is the highest form of flattery. And whenever they imitate anything we did, like you mentioned that iconic phrase, "Here's Johnny," when you listen to the other intros of people on shows, so many people try to copy something like that. They can't do the same thing, but they try to do something like that. Well, that's very flattering to me that it caught on like that, would have such success, that people are trying to imitate it in their introductions.
And two things. First, remind me to ask him about Hey Now. I don't know if we did that or not before. But the thing with Johnny is, same with Letterman. When you guys would go into the audience for something like Stump the Band or whatever, it wasn't really so much Stump the Band. It was the interplay between Johnny Carson and you and Doc Severinsen and the person in the audience.
Yeah.
It seemed that the Stump the Band thing really became secondary. The stupid song was secondary. It was a chance for Johnny Carson to goof with the person in the audience, and if he got caught up, you'd be there. And if
I've never understood, Ed, and I don't expect you to be able to answer this, why, you get guys like Letterman, obviously he's got his band leader, but you've got Leno, you got Letterman, you got these guys that don't work with a guy to play off of. And the last guy to do it, I think, was Conan O'Brien when he had Andy Richter, and it was fantastic, and he never replaced him.
Why is that?
I never understood. Is this insecurity on the part of these guys, or is it? Is it a trust relationship? I don't understand why they don't work with somebody else.
Yeah, I don't know why Richter left, except I think he had a chance to get in movies. He's been very successful in the various movies he's done. But I think anybody having one of those shows makes a big mistake not having a second banana, because having a sidekick gives you a breather. You're carrying the show no matter what, but if you get a little breather, a little time to catch your breath, I think it's very valuable. Now, they try to use the orchestra leader for that purpose, but they don't always come back with strong enough material.
And isn't the truth really, you probably won't say this, but isn't the truth really that, God, what an incredible amount of pressure to think that if Johnny Carson doesn't have anything, if the great Johnny Carson doesn't have anything, he's going to go to you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, now that's a lot of pressure. And I got to think that he wouldn't just go to anybody in the world. I mean, if he comes up with Dick, he's not going to go, "Hey, stagehand."
Yeah.
Think about that. He goes right to Ed.
That's for sure.
I want to ask you one other thing as far as on your history. As far as musically, as far as musicians, because you had so many musicians in the day, who do you think the greatest musician you ever witnessed on that show was? I know it's a tough question, but I have to ask it.
Well, I guess, it's hard to say. Stevie Wonder came on there and blew the place away.
Way back, right?
Yeah.
Early on.
When Buddy Rich was there on the drums, Johnny and Buddy Rich were great friends, and John was a drummer himself. So that was a great night. There was a night that Pearl Bailey got Johnny up to dance. I don't know whether you ever saw that.
I think I saw that one, yeah.
Yeah, but, that was quite a night. So, we had them all at the top of the line. How about Mr. Sinatra coming out?
Yeah.
Not bad.
And the walk-ons that you don't see nearly as much as you did during the original Tonight Show. Yeah. I mean,
and Sammy Davis Jr., who would come on and just destroy everybody.
How much of that was that? When you would get a Bob Hope, would you get a little intel, advance intel? Hey, he's in the building. He's probably going to be coming over. You had to know that might be happening.
Right? Oh, yeah, we knew that, sure.
Okay.
Last thing, Ed. I apologize if we've asked you this before. What a great tribute as well on Larry Sanders with Hank Kingsley and Hey Now, which really, it's not Here's Johnny, but Hey Now has become, in its own way, famous.
Yeah, a fictitious show, too.
And there's no doubt Hey Now is a cousin of Here's Johnny.
Yeah.
So have you ever talked to Jeffrey Tambor about the whole Hey Now, Hank Kingsley, Hey Now?
No, I haven't, to be honest with you.
What did you think? I mean, obviously you've seen the Larry Sanders Show. What are your opinions of that?
Oh, I loved that show.
It was brilliant.
I did it a couple of times, and I loved it.
Yeah,
I thought it was a great parody.
Just brilliant. Ed, you're a great guy. We love you. What can I say?
Thank you, Don and Mike. I really enjoy talking with you anytime.
Good luck with the tour.
Is there some more, Ed?
All right.
As we let him go. Ed McMahon.
Thank you.
Somewhere, my love. Bye, Ed.
Bye-bye, Ed.
All right. Bye-bye.
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 Bye-bye. Sounds to me like Ed might be going to Isaac Hayesland. Did you have that same thought?
Better than the last time. He was better and he said...
This is Isaac Hayes. Don and Mike, shut your mouth.
I think we got Ed maybe before lunch this time. Sounded eager to get to lunch.
He did sound eager to get to lunch.
You can always tell when they're doing those little radio tours.
Right. Yep.
Okay. Uh-huh. Got right. Yep. Yep. Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
We like him. We really do.
He's fun.
Ed McMahon.
Now it's TV history.
What a jive-ass list this is, this TV Land list. Then, of course, here's Johnny's number one.
Yep.
And when you have the...
how many on that list of
100.
100.
100 quotes and catchphrases. Now, I don't think Ask Not What Your Country Can Do For You is a catchphrase.
No, and it's not. I don't think it should be in the same category as pop culture on television.
Agreed. Like, we could spend an entire show arguing this because here are the top three.
Okay.
Number one is Here's Johnny. Okay? Number two, Neil Armstrong.
Mm-hmm.
One Small Step for Man. Number three, Donald Trump, you're fired.
Oh, okay. Right there. I mean, all credibility on that list has been destroyed.
At number four, Baby, You're the Greatest, Ralph Cramden.
Yeah, Jackie Gleason.
Number five, JFK, Ask Not What You Can Do For Your Country.
Yeah.
Number six, Homer Simpson, Doe.
Yeah.
Number seven, Where's the Beef?
Mm.
Number eight, What You Talking About, Willis?
What'd you expect?
Number nine.
That's one of those deals where I think the TV Land people went into a room and, much like Ed in the day, probably drank a six-pack.
Here we go. These are catchphrases. Number nine, yabba dabba do.
Absolutely.
Hello, catchphrase.
Part of American culture.
Number 10, Richard Nixon, I am not a crook. Not a catchphrase.
No, these are political statements. I think that should be a different category, but obviously they were struggling to come up with them.
Number 11, Fonzie. A catchphrase.
How about Jane, stop this crazy thing?
Number 12, dynamite.
Right.
JJ.
Right. Definitely.
Mike, hold on. You want to stop that crazy thing?
Is it on the list? Do you know?
God damn, I don't know.
It's a long list.
Oh, my goodness.
Good luck finding it.
Well, Yada Yada Yada's on there.
That's Seinfeld.
From Seinfeld. Book'em Dano. Good Grief. Charlie Brown. Number 25, greatest catchphrase of all time. What's up from the Budweiser commercials?
What's up?
But that's number 25 of all time.
They ran out of ideas.
Yeah. 25.
It was hastily created,
obviously. hold on. Thank you, Rob.
Not good.
No, I disagree.
What?
How could this have not been in the top 10?
What is it?
How you doing?
Oh, God.
How you doing?
Jesus.
They have How You Doing? Ahead of You Rang.
Lurch.
So they have Joey from Friends ahead of Lurch of the Addams Family.
Mm-hmm. I think if you went back on smash hit television shows and got the repeatable phrases, you'd be able to create your own list that way.
You know, and they got all of the Batman, holy crap, whatever that Robin says, together at number 53.
Right. The Robinisms.
Yeah. And then below that, they got Hey, Hey, Hey. From Dwayne, from
That's
What's
my
Happening.
Favorite. I put that at number one.
Hey, hey, hey. Goddamn. And
Dwayne
then,
was so funny.
How could this be? At number 100?
Bye!
Nip it in the bud. Nip it in the bud is a top 20 catchphrase.
Nip it. Nip it in the bud. Barney Fife.
Gotta nip it in the bud. We got a break right now. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And here's just one more thing. They installed the sign today, except they left out an A. Instead of saying Hank's Look Around Cafe, it says Look Around Cafe.
That's okay.
Mm-hmm. You sure? Because I could try to go out and buy an A.
No, it's great.
The Don and Mike Show.
great.
Living in a scratch and dent world, Don and Mike.
All right, now stand by for an experiment. We've played Match Game before on the show.
Right.
We've done it for years and years and years. Try something slightly different here.
This is very exciting to me.
If it works with all of us, we'll try it with you guys. And, hey, you guys, don't we have cash to give away for 24?
Oh, yeah.
How much? Is it $600? Right, $600.
$600.
We'll give away at this hour of the show. Tune in to 24 at 9 tonight, 8 Central, 9 o'clock on Fox. Here at DC Fox 5. Or across the country at your local Fox station. That's tonight, 24. And they've supplied us with 600 bones. They're going
to
be giving
very
away
nice to them.
Just a moment. All we have to do is read a commercial there for a show that we watch anyway.
And we love that show.
We do. We'll try to give away the money when we play Match Game.
Right.
When we play
Match Game?
Match Game.
Get ready to match the stars. Charles Nelson Reilly. Brett Somers.
Right.
Richard Dawson.
Uh-huh.
As we play the star-studded Big Money Match Game 73.
Thank you. We're going to be playing as well.
Host of Match Game 73, Gene Rivers.
All right, here we go. What's happening, you big load? Hi, Gene.
Thank you very much.
So what we are doing is taking...
Right.
Tapes from the Match Game.
Is Gene going to say hello to us?
Well, not us individually. That would be magic.
Is he going to say hello to the stars?
To the three stars that were named.
Uh-huh.
And then I think the other three stars are me and you and Buzz.
Very good. I'm ready.
All right. We'll begin with round one. And you're going to make the first selection. You're the challenger. So would you pick, please?
I'll pick B, please.
B is what she wants. We've got a new game going here. So everybody plays. Are you ready?
Yes.
Now, keep in mind
Gene.
That Mike and I and Buzz will be playing.
Okay.
And who are the celebrities playing this
You're
round?
You're playing, with? Well, on the top middle is Brett Somers. Next to her is Charles Nelson Reilly. In the bottom center, Richard Dawson.
You know, I see the phones going crazy for this. Everybody, please let us work the bugs out before we involve you guys in this.
So far, so good.
Uh-huh.
I think it's going to work.
Yeah. We are ready.
Here we
the
go.
First I'm ready,
time,
Gene.
A boy kissed Susie. She. Blank.
Oh, my.
Did you hear that, Dinah? The first time a boy kissed Susie, she...
Now, fill out your forms. The first time that he kissed... She...
I'm in.
I'm in. All right, so now we go to the next cut.
All right, the celebrities are ready, Dinah. May we have your response to this?
I think Susie slapped him.
She slapped him?
Mm-hmm.
First time a boy kissed Susie, she slapped him. Well, all right.
Slapped him. That didn't seem right to me.
No. That was not my...
Not what I got.
The first time a boy kissed Susie, she...
Fainted, blushed, hit him, and in the immortal words of Jack Klugman, belted him.
Belted him.
Was that Brent Klugman?
And belted him. That is a match.
Oh, okay. Really?
Well, Dinah, indirectly, you got that match from Jack Klugman.
Then it would be my turn to answer.
I guess so.
And I would say that the first time that they kissed,
uh-huh. What did she do?
She got herpes.
Oh, not a match.
Not a match.
Yeah, that's. I don't think Gene's going to like that one.
I don't think we have a response.
Do I have to wait?
No, we should go to Charles now.
Okay.
All right, Charles.
Then she was revived and blushed again.
And blushed again.
I was there.
Let's go to Mike.
I said the first time she was kissed, she made.
Oh, yeah. No.
She made, like number
right.
two.
Who's next, Rob?
Dick Dawson?
Richard Dawson.
Dick Dawson.
All right, Richard, what do you say?
Brett, you've got to behave yourself or I won't let you fight Thursday.
I say swooned.
She swooned.
No, we're romantic.
That was wrong. How about you, Buzz?
I said she had the big O.
Oh, that's a good one. That's swooning.
Yes.
Is there one more select?
After a fashion.
That was the next question.
That was the next question.
Right.
All right, I'm ready, Gene. I mean, Gene?
Is this working or does this suck?
It's early, too early to tell.
See, there's not a really a lot of interaction with... I hate to say this.
Well, we'd have to do the Orville Redenbacher technology to have that happen.
I hate to say this. I'm afraid we're going to have to involve Spiewak in this.
Of course we are.
As much as I didn't want him to be our wonderful MC, because you know how he is with the rules and everything.
I know. He's
you're going to have to be the bridge between the ghost of... look at him jumping up now with his papers. You got to be the ghost between the ghost of Rayburn...
I shall channel Rayburn.
And here.
All right.
Very good.
All right, well, that's the end of the first question, so we're ready to take the second question of round one.
Ready for the second question.
So who's on our panel now, Ravi?
Right now we have Don Geronimo.
Aye.
Brett Summers. Charles Nelson Reilly.
Hello.
Mike O'Mara.
Hello.
Dick Dawson. And Michael J. Elston.
All right, now here's Gene Rayburn with our next question.
Good.
Right. Hi, Gene.
Now we'll go to Beverly's half of this round, and here it is. When John saw this girl at the cocktail party,
he
could tell by the way she was dressed that she was a blank.
Well, I'm in.
When he saw the girl at the cocktail party, by the way she was dressed, he could tell the girl was a blank.
I'm in. Mattel's right.
We're all ready, Rob.
All right, let's get our answer from our contestant.
Now, Beverly, we'll call for your response.
I'm going to say a swinger.
A swinger. Okay, that's her answer.
Stupid. That sucks. Dumb bitch.
All right, Don. What did you say? Did you say swinger?
Oh, I said she must be a good sea sucker.
Oh, that's not a match.
By her clothing. That's interesting.
By her clothing.
Let's see what Brett said.
All right, but he could tell by the way she was dressed that she was a, and her answer is swinger. Brett, what's yours?
Charles Nelson Reilly isn't wearing any socks.
But it has nothing to do with our game. Would you show us your card?
Yes.
Brett
Conkey is a stranger to me, but I also said hooker.
Okay. All right.
He doesn't have to stay that way.
There's a mystery panelist there. Bert Conkey stuck his
Bert
head
Convy
in from off stage.
He just dropped in, didn't he?
He did. Let's see what Charles says.
I don't even know what a swinger is, so I can't explain it.
First of all, Hooker was named after General Hooker. I'll explain all that after the program. It's true. It's named after a General Hooker. And I don't know what swinger is, but 30 years ago they were called, and I hope it's not hyphenated, a pushover.
A pushover. No match
there. Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
Mike, did you match swinger?
Not swinger, but I matched Brett with hooker, Rob.
Oh,
I said a hooker.
Not a match, though. Sorry about that.
I could have thrived back in the 70s.
Richard Dawson,
what do you
think? I would just like to say all those that wrote hooker, I'd rather you didn't come to the church bazaar.
Swinger, he matched.
Richard.
Richard matched the chick.
Oh. And now someone who's really, well-suited to answer this, it's Buzz.
Oh, Buzz.
She looked like a whore.
I had a whore.
Similar to Hooker, I guess.
Whore. Similar.
And that's the end of round one.
That's great. Does Gene say that?
No.
Oh, okay.
We don't have him saying that?
We don't. This is the hodgepodge of about 16 episodes.
Hey, this time, she says. Now, you matched one last time. You matched Brett last time. So, Brett, you'll lay out this time.
Oh.
And
you'll lay out.
Lay out, Brett.
I'm going to match everyone but Brett. Here we go.
Okay.
Mary said, John can't come to the phone now. He's busy chopping blank. And Mary said, John can't come to the phone now. He's busy chopping blank.
I'm in.
He's busy chopping.
Mary and John. John can't come to the phone because he's busy chopping blank.
I'm in.
We're all set.
All set.
All right, and our answer from our panel, panel, our contestant.
So, now, Dinah, what is your response to this?
What else but wood?
Chopping wood.
Dinah,
what else but wood?
Dinah wants you blow.
A very logical mind that lady has.
Okay, she says wood. Don.
I said anal polyps.
Ew!
No, not a match.
That would make the network censors. Yes.
Because Ed McMahon was on the show. And he used to buy Johnny's anal polyps.
Ha, ha, ha.
As we know, Brett is laying this one out, so let's go to Charles.
The whole top tier.
The whole top tier says
goes wood.
Okay.
Mike, do you have wood?
I said he's chopping coke.
Oh. Missed it by a decade.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what Richard Dawson says.
We've already matched Brett, so that means we go right over to Richard.
Who's chopping a lady of the evening after General Wood.
Wood. Wood. And Buzz finishes up with?
I had he was chopping his wife.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no match.
You.
No match there.
Fargo.
No.
With Fargo reference.
Kind of.
In a wood chipper.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Gene.
Here we go.
Oh, another question.
Mr. Jones could hardly believe his ears when the nurse told him he was the father of Blant.
Oh.
You finished that sentence.
Could hardly believe his ears when he found he was the father of Blant.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm in. I'm in.
Okay, we're all done.
I wonder what our contestant says.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Okay, Beverly.
I'm going to say triplets.
You're going to say triplets. All right.
Triplets. How about that?
Interesting.
What was
triplets.
What was the question again? He could hardly believe his ears when the nurse told him he was father to blank.
A black baby. I don't know why I wrote that. I'm just
trying.
This is Robert the Mailman.
Hi, Robert. Bad feeling, Robert.
Mm-hmm.
Brett is sitting this one out, so let's see what Charles says.
Charles, triplets is her answer.
Okay, since my card is blue, I said you're the father of a baby boy.
A baby boy.
Oh, no,
not
Matt.
Funny, Charles.
I'm sorry. Mike, you say?
I said he's the father of the first successful anal birth.
And we finish out with Buzz.
I said he's the father of a Bush baby. That's what I had.
No matches there, and
no
that's the end of round two.
Gene. All right, Gene.
That's the end of round two?
Yes.
How come when you do it, it takes like an hour to get through one round?
I write it a lot better than they did back in 73.
I guess so. You, I was complaining about the Sonny Jurgens and Wooden Teeth commercial.
Right.
Question.
It's a little more innocent. It was an innocent time.
Let's hear one more.
Brand new game everybody plays.
Everybody.
All right.
Here we go. Sarah. Yes. Sarah even puts perfume on her blank.
Oh,
she doesn't.
Come on.
I'm in.
Majine.
Oh, don't reveal yourself.
I'm sorry, I have to scream it out. The audience is screaming it out. Everybody right now driving down the road is screaming Majine.
We had the same problem with David Doyle.
Majine, Majine, Majine.
Majine. That's right, Angels. How's your vagine?
Very nice.
Super duper, Angels.
All right, well, let's see if from 1973 television she says
vagine.
Oh, it's a man, I think.
He says
vagine. I think it's a man that
he does.
Now let's call on Sergeant Kissel to give us Sarah's response to Sarah even puts her
Sergeant
few
Kissel.
Her blank.
Sergeant what?
Sergeant Kissel.
Kissel.
It's his name, Sergeant Kissel.
That's right.
Well, I don't know from experience, but as a guess, I would say bosom.
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 Sergeant Kissel. Kissel sounds a little light in the look.
Yeah, a little swishy he was.
What was the question to have the answer be bosom?
She even puts perfume on her blank.
Oh, on her
bosom. That's pretty, you know, I mean, that's
kind
pretty racy.
Kind of racy for 1973, yeah. Oh, listen to that response he's elicited. Mm. Like he said, vagine.
Wow.
I frankly would really have to say that he's not speaking from experience because he can't even say it right.
Bosom.
Don, do you have bosom? Rob,
I already said vagina.
I know.
Vagine.
Well, I wonder, I bet Brett said that.
Sarah even puts perfume on her blank. Brett.
First, I want to say that Charles Nelson Reilly never wears any socks. And secondly, I want to say I used to date somebody in the Air Force, and he's a liar. And third, I want to say this is a filthy show. And fourth, I want to say she puts it on her knee.
On her knee. So, no match there?
Stupid old bitch she is, huh?
I wonder if Charles Nelson Reilly said booze.
Charles,
well, I'd like to agree with everyone, but I know Sarah very well. And what misses on the bazoom goes on the toes.
On her toes!
Charles Nelson O'Mara.
I said that she puts it on her itchy eye.
Oh, not a match. Sorry about that. Dick Dawson.
Richard Dawson.
Let's go to Richard Dawson.
Well, I happen to know the measurements are 36. Unfortunately, it's her neck.
Okay.
But she says, come
better come.
A lot of drinking going on in the set. How about you, Michael J?
I said her daisy.
Her daisy.
No match.
All right.
Okay.
We have the dirtiest dancers.
Yeah. You do. Not
the jeans. Jeans.
The second part of round three?
I don't know,
Rob. Let me give a moment to clear my head. Go outside, get some fresh air, think about it.
Good.
I'll have Brett step outside.
Have the panel step outside.
Very, very good.
I really don't know how we're going to do this with our listeners.
Oh, we'll find a way.
I mean, it was almost better the way you used to do it.
Almost. Oh, I made it better if I brought in my microphone.
We'll work it out.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Oh, hey, I wanted to play the game.
See, people are clamoring for it. They want to get involved. That shows you that it's successful.
Well, I believe that it's the hunk of meat, though, that we mentioned, the $600.
Of course it is.
Well, absolutely.
See?
Yeah. Uh-huh. But if there was no prize on the line, would you want to play?
Absolutely.
Oh, you're a liar.
You know what? I would play.
With these crappy match game tapes?
No, Charles Nelson Riley's a liar.
No, I've been tracking with Buzz with the answers, though.
Oh, very good. Well, he's a winner. He would have had his 600.
All right, hold on. You know, we'll come back. We'll give it a try with you. What's your name?
My name is Mikkel.
I'm sorry. We can't use a guy with a girl's name.
No, my name's Mikkel.
I'm sorry.
Like Michael, only different.
Call back, Nancy.
Barishnikov.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Here's a tape we haven't heard yet. Oprah discusses being a C.
I remember coming home once, and my father says, C's are not allowed in this house.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you are not going to live in this house. I go, what do you mean I'm not going to live? And we were standing in the kitchen, and he opened the door and said, you know, you can stay out there with those people if you're going to bring a C.
The Don and Mike Show.
I'm going to tell you.
Wow.
You know their act. The Don and Mike Show.
That's pretty fascinating.
We also got the tape of Oprah's dad. Not a joke. Oprah's dad.
Well, you know, she came back under a lot of pressure.
Hello, Dad.
Wow.
Not a Oprah tape we never got to today.
Don't you be a C.
Well, you know, she came back under a lot of pressure. She came back pregnant, and we were not aware of it.
That's from that TV show where they showed her roots, right?
Yeah, it was
a
PBS
one. PBS.
Now, when she used the letter, is it another?
No, I meant CU in Toledo, Mike.
It could. I've never heard any of the context of it.
That's how I heard it. I didn't see the show. I'm hearing it out of context.
She might have been talking about her report card. I can't remember.
Oh. Way to ruin it, Rob.
because you were telling me there was a chance. There was a chance. I could see that, you know.
This show was so ridiculous. It was like one of Oprah's, Oprah Buys Things show.
Tribute to herself.
She sat down, and they came to her with different things from her African heritage and placed them in front of her as if they were gifts to say, oh, Queen Oprah, look at this from your past. Look at this from your past. Oh, it's nauseating. We've got 8 million tapes of that.
She loves to swim in her own lake.
That's just one of the many flaws with women.
Reject a woman, and she will never let it go, one of the many defects of their kind. Also, weak arms.
You're all idiots.
I remember coming home once, and my father says, C's are not allowed in this house.
Okay. You know, it doesn't matter whether it was ruined for us. We're still going to enjoy that tape. To us, it will always be the C word.
That's right. Now, this match game thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think we figured it out. This will be a good emergency break glass in case of prize being given away bit.
Very good.
Because it's really hard to translate that we're playing tapes from the match game from 35 freaking years ago.
That long.
And trying to use them on our show today.
Uh-huh. In many ways, they were more evolved than we are today.
But we are going to try to give away now $600, courtesy of Fox, tuned to 24 at 9, 8 Central, tonight here in D.C. on Fox 5 or your local Fox station. Let's see. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Well, hey, it's Mikkel again.
Oh, hold on a second. Did Joe?
That's right.
Oh, Joe's screwing with me. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
Yeah, hi. How are you?
We're doing great.
How are you?
Who's
pretty
this?
Good. This is William calling. I was just checking in with you, see if you got a contestant yet.
Hello, William.
William, turn down your radio, William.
Turn the radio down?
Yes,
William.
All the way.
Swimming her own way.
Yeah. Wrong way, William. Turn it the other way, friend.
Okay.
Other direction.
Let me turn it off.
Sorry, William. I'm sorry. Hello, Don and Mike show.
It's too bad.
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
This is Houston.
Where are you from, Houston?
I'm from Lodi, California.
Lodi.
Suburb of Sacramento.
Here we go. We'll go with you, my friend. Now, you're playing
for
$600.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget, you're not only going to be trying to match the lame celebrities on the tape, you're going to be matching me and Mike and Buzz as well.
Uh-huh.
Now,
good luck, Houston.
Here's Gene Rayburn.
Hey, listen, you all know those signs in restaurants that say, Duncan Hines ate here. You've seen those signs.
Not lately.
Never really.
Say yes, so I can...
All right, yeah,
say
yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Not late.
There's a new restaurant that's so bad they have a sign that says, Duncan Hines blanked here.
I'm in. Duncan Hines blank here. Are you familiar with Duncan Hines, Houston?
I am not.
Okay, that'll help. What you want to do is fill in the blank. Duncan Hines blank here. Don't answer until the panel is right.
All right, I'm ready. Are you in, Mike?
I'm in.
You in, Buzz?
I'm in.
All right. Now we should
ask Houston for his answer.
Houston, what is your answer?
Duncan Hines play here?
Duncan Hines played here?
Was that no? Yeah. No, let's not help him. Was it play here?
Yep.
That's the way it was said originally.
Play.
Okay.
Not played, play.
Don, you're first on the panel. You're the upper left.
I wish we had the tape of Gene Rayburn saying what the setup was again.
Mm-hmm. You can go back to it's number 24.
24? Okay, 24. Hold on a second.
Hey, listen, you all know those signs in restaurants that say Duncan Hines ate here. You've seen those signs.
Not late.
Say yes, so I can...
All right, say yes.
Brett, you bitch.
There's a new restaurant that's so bad they have a sign that says Duncan Hines blanked here.
And he said play. And Don is in.
I said J-O'd.
Oh, not a match. Not a match. Sorry about that.
Did you mean it like that?
What's that?
I think that's a no.
And if you go to 26, we can get Brett's answer.
Oh.
Hi, Brett.
Brett has an answer.
Yes.
What do you say there?
Quote Dorothy Parker. Gentle Weeda Floda.
Floda.
What?
Floda. Duncan Hines threw up
here.
Oh, throwed up. Okay.
All right, Charles.
Oh, Charles.
Bar fed. So that's fine for her. Right.
You skipped Charles. He also said barf, though, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Then we go to Mike.
I'm not proud of my answer here, Rob.
Be proud.
I said Duncan Hines bled here.
That's not a bad answer.
Blood. Well, thank you, Don.
You already heard from Dick, so Buzz.
I had him branching out. I said Duncan Hines tossed a salad here.
Oh.
Nobody had play here.
Sorry, Houston.
You don't get the money, Houston.
Sorry.
Oh, darn it.
Yeah, that's...
I feel like an idiot. Yeah, I am an idiot.
Good for you.
Go with that instinct.
Me too.
Just go.
And we're sitting here doing this. Hello, Don and Mike show. You're only listening to it. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Caller? Don and Mike show.
That's unfortunate. Who's on the board?
Hello, Duncan?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, this is Mike.
Hello, sir.
Where are you from, Mike?
Harford County.
All right. You ready to play?
Yes, I am.
Here we go for $600.
All right.
Here we are. Ready? Here we go.
Harold was so mean. Let me tell you about him. He flattened his wife with a steamroller and used her as a blank.
You hear that, Mike?
I'm in.
Harold was so mean, he flattened his wife with a steamroller and used her for a blank. This is a great question. Please hold your answer until we ask for it.
I'm in.
He has to give me a moment.
Mm-hmm.
He flattened her like a steamroller.
He flattened her with a steamroller and used her as a blank.
I'm having a break. Do you have a funny answer for this?
Yes.
Do you have a funny answer, Buzz?
No, not really.
Well, you never do. But you have a funny one, Mike?
I think it's my funniest of the day.
It was pretty good.
God damn, I'm having a total brain fart on this.
It's tough being the upper left.
He flattened her
with a steamroller and used her for a blank because he was very mean.
Do you want me to show you my answer so that they can motivate you to come up with your own?
Yes.
You've done that before.
I think I'll just go with a blank sheet. I don't think yours is very funny.
Thank you.
No. Okay.
None taken, Don.
Tell you, it's a hard one. It's better than my answer, which is blank.
So you decline.
My answer is nothing.
You decline courteously?
You can come up with something.
You really should.
I hate to sound like Buzz. I really cannot come up with that. He flattened her like a steamroller.
With a steamroller.
And you
I won't give you funny answers, but I'll give you three options.
Okay.
Will you help me out here?
Yeah.
You help out a buddy here?
You're playing a variation on the old game, playing the percentages. Oh, the pink music has started again.
Help me while you're at it.
Parka?
Like a coat. Used her as a coat. She's flattening her.
Hold on! Used her like a toilet. That's just what I say all the time.
Yeah.
All right. Uh-huh.
That sucked, I know.
But don't, you'll want to lock in an answer because Mike has to try to match you.
No, I'm out.
Okay, you've
oh, and I've already used mine. Didn't you say mine out loud?
No, he never said that
no.
one.
Oh, he never said that
I
one.
I never said your funny answer.
Okay.
I said parka.
All right, contestant Mike.
Yeah.
What is your answer, please? Flattened her like a steamroller and used her as a?
Toilet paper.
Used her as a toilet paper. All right. He's locked in his answer?
Mike just wrote it down for me.
All right.
Too late, Mike. I'm
yeah,
too stupid.
I'm
too
late.
Stupid.
Don, I'm sorry that you were so stupid.
Oh.
You're going to have to decline. Let's go to Brett.
I see. What do you say to that?
I say that stinks is what I
thank
say.
You.
A manhole cover. That's just...
What
but I didn't say rug. That's not a bad answer.
I don't like her already.
Cold night. He used her a little blanket or a little quilt.
Blanket or quilt.
A little throw, yeah.
Sure.
A blanket. That's not a match.
No, that's not right. a match.
No match.
Charles, number 32.
A little...
32? Yes, Charles.
Harold was Italian.
Yes.
Pizza.
He ate her.
Flattened her like a steamroller.
Right.
With a steamroller.
Mike, what'd you say?
I said he flattened her with a steamroller and used her as a condom.
Oh, there you go. No match. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Mike, contestant.
Sorry. That just means that's your blank card. Hey, Mike, just to be fair, how about the blank card?
Really? Hold on.
I turned off everybody's microphones so you could just bask in my cricket.
You really don't know they're not funny until you say them, so I think I really overestimated mine.
Mike,
not
Mike,
funny.
Mike held up condom. I said, you have a funny one, Mike? Uh-huh. Held up condom.
You know, it's getting the new rhythm down, you know what I mean? It's a little... Rob, God damn it, in fairness to Rob, I mean, his questions gave us a little bit better setups, but now we're having to kind of squeeze our little dirty answers in there.
What?
Nope.
I found your answer to be a caution. I loved it. Dick Dawson is at number 33.
Oh, number 33 for Dick Dawson.
Tricky Dick.
Yeah. Son of doormat.
All right.
Doormat, no match.
No.
And we go to Buzz.
I had, sadly, doormat.
Oh, you matched with Richard Dawson. Oh, how about
right.
that?
Bye-bye, friend.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
That was a nice answer that Mike had, though, you know. Toilet right. paper was probably the best
Let's
answer.
Let's try one more person here. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don.
Hi, who's this?
How you doing, Mike?
Hi.
Oh, I'm William over here in Baltimore.
William!
All right, William, here you go. Let's try to bang this out real fast.
Let me give it a shot.
Here we go. And you know what? Screw the celebrities this time. Okay. You'll just play with me and Mike and Buzz.
And Rayburn.
Yes, and of course with Rayburn.
Right.
The police chief said the kissing bandit is still at large.
Yikes.
Now he says the police chief said, we think he's a midget because he kisses all his victims on the blank.
I'm in.
We're all in. I'm in.
I couldn't hear that one. Could you repeat that?
Yeah,
no.
Be glad to. Are you in, Buzz?
I'm in.
All right, one more time. Here is your setup from Rayburn. And you know, this is probably the way we should do it. Just play with us in these stupid
questions. I agree. We take the celebrities out of it.
And then throw the celebrities in a little later if we need to.
Okay. Right.
If we hit a slow pass.
Yeah.
Again.
Better setup.
Hello?
Hey, buddy.
Yeah.
The reason he can't hear is you're listening to the radio.
I can't. I'm trying to hear what you said the first time. I couldn't hear
Okay. Turn off your radio.
Okay, I did.
Listen, here's your setup right here.
The police chief said the kissing bandit is still at large.
Yikes.
Now he says the police chief said, we think he's a midget because he kisses all his victims on the blank.
What's your answer?
Oh, gosh, I still couldn't pick that up. It was a little muffled. I heard something about a midget, that he's always looking, I'll say, out of a hole.
Oh, dear.
I got to say something.
How come everybody else heard it? Don played it without anything in the...
My phone is muffled.
I hear you. Hold on.
I got a bad telephone.
And you shouldn't...
Let's give the guy a chance.
All right. I got a bad phone, guys.
What's the cut
34. 34.
What, listen, really, we're going to give it to you one more time.
Police chief said...
Yeah. Right.
The police chief said...
The kissing bandit is still at large.
The kissing bandit is still at large.
Yikes.
Now, he says... he says, the police chief said, we think he's a midget because he kisses all his victims on the blank.
The police chief said, we think he's a midget because he kisses his victims on the... blank.
Okay, I'm going to say on the butt.
On the butt.
On the butt.
On the butt.
All right.
Yes,
Don,
sir.
Do you have William's butt?
I said vagine.
Oh. So close.
Well,
yet so far.
That
no match.
Close.
Mike?
I said arse.
That's a match.
All right.
Very good. Michael J. Elson.
Okay, Mike.
I said the midget kisses them on their genitals.
Ooh.
Ah, two genitals and an arse.
The other side.
Yeah. Well, he did match one.
Yes, he wins.
Oh, gosh.
He wins.
I'm just sorry. Big winner.
Sorry about that.
I never thought I'd say that. I'm very sorry.
That's okay, Mike.
Sorry about the mess up.
That's okay.
My
oh, my gosh.
Do you watch 24, sir?
Pardon? Oh, yes, I do. I love 24.
Pardon?
I love 24.
Beg your pardon.
He's trying to
yes,
sound
I
like,
love 24.
Doesn't he kind of sound like a cross between Clay Aiken and Daryl Waltrip?
Yes, sir.
I do. I love
Clay Aiken and Don Waltrip.
Sure.
They're my North Carolina buddies.
Hey, buddy.
Did you say Donnie Waltrip?
I don't know who I said.
Donnie Waltrip. I love the NASCAR.
Who's the guy on the NASA commercial?
Michael Waltrip.
Michael Waltrip.
Michael Waltrip.
And it's Daryl Waltrip.
Right. Daryl Waltrip. It's the Pennzoil
well,
guy.
Well, Mike, here's all I had to say.
Goodbye to you, and goodbye to
all right,
you.
Guys.
Bye, come
bye.
Back.
Bye, bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Are you still there?
Hello.
Babbling along.
Hello.
I'm here.
How old are you?
I'm, I'll be 60 in April.
Really? No, yeah. Incredible.
Yeah. I'm getting up there, guys. I'm getting old.
Shocker.
I'm getting old. I feel old.
I've got a big baby Ruth in his pants right now.
I feel old now after this question, right?
Listen,
I'm trying to fill in the blank. Well, I do feel
amazingly.
He can't hear, but he can talk.
Amazingly, you've won $600.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for listening
to our
show.
That. Thanks, guys.
Tune into 24 at 9 tonight on Fox 5.
I will.
Here in D.C. or check your local listings.
I'll definitely be watching here.
Thanks for playing, old-timer. Thanks a lot.
On Channel 45. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Play it loud.
Appreciate it.
In Baltimore.
Goodbye
well,
to you.
Okay, guys.
And goodbye to you.
Okay, did you.
All right, Don.
Did you,
Mike.
Did you hear that part?
He hasn't stopped talking.
Fantastic.
Listen carefully.
Goodbye to you, and goodbye to you.
Goodbye, Don.
There
goodbye,
you
Mike.
Go. Bye.
Goodbye, Rob A.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye, friend.
Everybody, and Buzz.
Yeah.
Rob just wrote this. Stay tuned for Tattletales.
Yes, sir. Tattletales is coming up.
On most of these CBS stations.
He is coming up. I'll be watching him.
Talk.
I'll keep my eye on Tattletales.
That's a show, not a person, friend.
Yeah.
Who was that? Bert Convy? Who was that?
I think Bert Convy did host
right.
Tattletales.
Bert Convy, Tattletales,
what,
right?
What did Bert Convy die of?
He died of leukemia, I believe it was.
No.
Oh, wasn't it?
Sorry,
oh, God.
The answer we're looking for was AIDS.
Oh, what was it? Was
yeah.
it his wife? Oh, his wife caught him with another woman.
No, Bert Convy had AIDS.
Is that what it was?
Yes.
He had AIDS. That's a shame. My
bye.
God.
Bye.
He should have known
to you.
That. But
and
you know, he went to the drugstore and got a box, and he figured it was going to work, and it didn't.
Yeah.
Remember the AIDS? Remember the AIDS guys you could buy in the drugstore?
The candy?
The candy. Yes. Remember the candy?
Goodbye to you, and goodbye to you.
Goodbye, everybody,
okay,
on
bye.
The show.
Okay,
on the Match Game show. Gene Rayburn, take care, buddy.
All right, thank you.
Okay, Don.
Hold on, please.
Please hold on.
Goodbye to you, and goodbye to you.
Oh, shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up.
That was fascinating.
Mm-hmm. He kind of made that sing, didn't he?
He did. He did in his own quirky Baltimore way. He made that sing.
Kinda, goodbye to you.
Kind of saved our ass there.
He's going to spend the $600 on a miracle here.
All right. Buzz Girdley and the NewsHour coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
They know how to use their faces properly. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right, right. Time for Buzz's News Now, brought to you tonight by Frank's Red Hot Buffalo Wing Sauce. Frank's Red Hot Sauce wants to make you the halftime MVP of the big game. Let's go to Frank's Red Hot Buffalo Wing Sauce. Great restaurant. Quality wings. Indeed, my humps. And now here is Frank. Hi there, Frank.
Hi, Don and Mike.
I think I got, guys, no tongues at the end of the show today.
No tongues?
No tongues?
All right. I got,
the creeping crud?
Sorry to hear that. So we can't kiss like we normally do?
Not with the tongues.
You know, I think it's partly psychological. I've been clearing my voice more than I normally do because my girlfriend woke up yesterday and said that she had a little bit of a sore throat.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and then you get that whole psycho thing going. You know?
How'd she get that?
I punched her there, Rob.
Atta boy, Don!
That's how I punched her right there where her Adam's apple would be. Anyway, she was taking Zantac. Is that the new...
That's the stuff for heartburn?
No, not that. There's something that starts with a Z now that's
Zyrtec.
Yes.
For allergies and such.
No, it's for colds. It's light.
There's so much on the market. There's Xanax that I take.
It's like cold ease, but it's something that's a step above cold ease.
Zyrtec would work for a cold because it attacks the same
thing. Zithromycin.
Is that what it is? Comes in an orange packet.
That's probably it.
Here is a Yanni. Hi, Yanni.
How about Zyban?
That's a quit smoking.
No,
that's Zycam.
Zycam. Sorry about that. That was
Zycam comes in a lot of different forms. You can take it as a nasal spray too.
An inadvertent chime. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'm sure it's psychosomatic, but please, no hot tongues tonight.
All right, if you say so.
So I'm concerned about you guys.
We appreciate that.
But now here's one more thing, everybody.
Goodbye to you, and goodbye to you.
Bye,
you
come back.
Bye, Magic Game.
Goodbye to that guy on the phone.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, the U.S. military is withdrawing its troops from the war on drugs. We're creeping into Iran as we continue to fight in Afghanistan and Iraq, so the U.S. military stretched a little thin these days for its usual work in stopping drug smugglers, something Congress ordered the military to do starting 17 years ago.
Congratulations, Buzz.
Here's how it
works. You won the war.
Apparently so. American jets would patrol the skies of our coastlines looking for smugglers' boats. American jets and boats patrolled Colombia, South America to keep their cocaine from getting out. But since 2002, not so much.
Ah, the smuggler's blues.
Yes. And the war on drugs continues.
Glenn Frey's greatest hits.
I like that song.
Singular.
That's pathetic.
And the war on drugs continues to get dialed down. The Pentagon today reassigning 10 more Black Hawk helicopters to Afghanistan and Iraq instead of South America.
Rob, they can't be White Hawk.
Why not?
Rob's giving me the big... I just see this big hand come out with a big thumbs down.
I said black. And tens of thousands of people, many of them first-timers, converged in Washington Saturday to oppose the president's escalation of the war in Iraq. But there were veteran protesters.
You're all idiots.
Not the least of which was actress Jane Fonda in her first public protest in decades.
She really helps the cause.
Always. Not since the Vietnam War when she was labeled a traitor by many.
Buzz, I saw Jane Fonda on the news.
Right.
And you could play the I-me game with her speech, which started out something along these lines. I was opposed to the Vietnam War. I have been living under persecution for 30 years. I believe it's time to stand up. I, me, me.
If she's getting involved in that. Doesn't she know she does more damage for her cause by showing up now?
Apparently, that's just the reality of it.
You're right. And I guess she
haven't spoken at an anti-war rally in 34 years.
Thank you, Robbie. That's exactly it. I haven't.
I haven't spoken. I haven't spoken at an anti-war rally in 34 years.
You big old... Tau, show us your boobs.
Your Barbarella boobs. That make it better.
Show us your boobs. Show us your On Golden Pond boobs.
Those are good boobs. I like those. They're back to 18.
Because I've been afraid that because of the lies that have been and continued to be spread about me in that war, that they would be used to hurt this new anti-war movement. But silence is no longer an option.
Goodbye to you.
Well, the question really is, we face a lot.
Goodbye. I mean, did you get the gist of that? The whole thing is,
yeah.
I've not spoken out because I've been persecuted. But yep. Now I'm here.
To diminish the cause. Yes.
Now, let's get physical. Do you have your yoga mats?
Otherwise, it was the usual cast of characters, including Susan Sarandon, Tim Robbins, Sean Penn, and Jesse Jackson. But there were tens of thousands of regular folks there, too, including, to quote one news report, grandmothers in wheelchairs, mothers pushing strollers, and military veterans. Most of them calling for an end to the war. A Bush senior doubled.
It was a beautiful day for a war protest. It was about 50 degrees. It was actually the nicer day of the two on the weekend.
They got a break for that. Mm-hmm. A Bush senior, W's dad, says he sometimes talks back to the TV.
Uh-oh.
He says reporters have a personal animosity toward his son, and that's prompted him to speak to the television set using words, quote, my mother wouldn't approve of.
Well, now you're a little loud for me, and I'd really like to turn you down, but I can't find the remote that goes to you.
Yeah.
So what I'd like to do is have, maybe I'll adjust your contrast, and then I'll change your channels a few times. Huh?
Only like that, only with swearing.
I'll change your goddamn channel back and forth. Yes, sirree. All right, bring me wheel.
He talks to the TV.
Bring me wheel of fortune. Come on now.
He talks to the TV because that's just how bad it is, says 41.
Where's my effing caveman commercial?
Hey, this is like, did you check it out over the weekend? That is Talia Shire.
Yes.
Ah, she is
absolutely
the therapist, the psychologist talking to the caveman.
And still, I mean, holds up pretty well. She doesn't look as ancient as I would think she would.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
She doesn't look that bad, I don't think. I really don't think. She looks a little fat.
I don't.
A little fatter.
I don't think she looks just.
I don't think she was ever good. What I'm saying is, I'm just talking about the level of preservation.
I don't think the level of preservation is good on Talia Shire.
Mm.
I think she looks like my throat.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
I can hear it now.
you know what we need?
What?
We need some good white folks.
What you want to do is grow up and get yourself some good white folks.
That's
you
right.
want to get good white folks like me.
Says Oprah.
That's what I want to do for my throat.
George Herbert Walker Bush says it's one thing to have hard-hitting journalism and another when the journalist goes over the line into unrelenting hostility, to use his words. Hillary, meanwhile, is cracking wise about Bill at a campaign stop in Davenport, Iowa yesterday.
Hillary Clinton, you got to let this roll for about 15 seconds.
Yeah. Wait for it.
Come on, Hill.
Bravo, Hillary.
Hey. It was almost non-human.
He's right.
Okay, off you go.
So at that campaign stop in Davenport, Iowa yesterday, a woman asked Hillary if she had the guts and experience to deal with, quote, evil and bad men.
Mm-hmm.
We were all thinking Osama bin Laden. Yes, said Hillary. She said her husband had kind of given her a baptism by fire on that subject.
All right, honey.
Yeah. The Department of Homeland Security has positioned 12,000 dirty bomb scanners around the country. Places you're likely to go. Airports, sporting arenas, government buildings, border crossings. And there's a chance you would set off that alarm, that dirty bomb alarm, on one of those scanners. If your doctor has treated you with radiation for any reason over the last 3 months, you could set off the alarm. Maybe it was for a heart scan. Maybe you had to drink some dye. Maybe you had a thyroid treatment. New York City used the scanners back in November.
Why are you looking like that, Mike?
Because I just have one of those things. I'd set the alarm off. I had it for my whole body.
Wow.
And I would actually set that thing off if I went through.
Apparently so.
I'm a dirty bomb.
Like I said, New York used them at the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree lighting ceremony this year. Every time the alarm went off at that event, it was a person that set it off. And every person who set off the alarm had been to a doctor. And these people may soon be getting special patient cards. You'd have a card to carry with you in that event. And maybe they'll have one of those machines at this year's Grammy Awards, especially now that the Police are reuniting to play there. Sting and the boys have spent the last couple of weeks rehearsing in Vancouver to appear on the February 11th broadcast from the Staples Center. Group's expected to perform at least one of its three biggest hits, Roxanne, Every Breath, or Message in a Bottle.
Well,
goodbye to you, and goodbye to you.
Bye,
come back.
screw off stink.
Okay, man.
I just jump into some rainforest and die. Let Stu Copeland get the center stage for a change.
Right.
Or who was the third one, Rob?
Oh, God.
Never remember that.
Andrew though. Ridgely.
He was with Wham. Stop that. In other music news, country star Crystal Gayle's tour bus got stolen last week by an escaped felon. Stay with me. This is like an episode of My Name is Earl.
Yeah, I see fish.
Howdy, Crystal. The prisoner was being escorted from Texas to Alabama, but he slipped away during a bathroom break in South Carolina, stole Crystal Gayle's tour bus, and drove it on down to Georgia.
Well, you know, she came back under a lot of pressure.
Then he ditched the flashy
Crystal Gayle.
He ditched the flashy tour bus for a tractor trailer cab, which he then drove to Tennessee and hooked it up to a Walmart trailer filled with $300,000 worth of merchandise. The cops caught up with him in Lakeland, Florida, where he told the guards at the USA International Speedway he was there to pick up driver Tony Stewart. Crystal Gayle has released a statement saying she's glad no one got hurt, but she wishes the fella would have went to see his sick mama in Florida instead of going joyriding. Who's your driver?
Well, you know, she came back under a lot of pressure.
Wasn't it Andy Summers, the third guy in the police?
I think so.
That sounds right.
Or was it Mark Summers from Double Dare?
It was Brett Summers.
Oh, I hate her.
Right.
And goodbye to you, and goodbye to you!
For the diehard fans, or the people who think they've invested too much time to bail now, Lost returns to the TV schedule this week.
I think it's hogwash.
And co-star Josh Holloway, who plays Sawyer, has an interesting arrangement with his wife, Jessica. Every time he gets a kiss on screen, as he's done with both Michelle Rodriguez and Evangeline Lilly.
Yeah. She's named Jessica?
Jessica, yes, that's correct.
Right.
She gets to make out with someone in real life every time her husband kisses a woman on screen. He says it's a deal he made to keep Jessica from getting jealous.
Is Jessica a hottie?
I haven't seen a picture of Jessica, but I'm going to assume, being a TV star, that she probably is.
Right. Tiger Woods' pregnant wife yesterday?
No, I didn't see her.
She's pregnant?
Man. You've always enjoyed.
Is
she out to there? Or
she's due to squeeze it out in July.
Okay, so she's early on in the pregnancy.
So hot.
Looked real hot? She's
so
a twin, you know.
Good.
Mm-hmm. This actor says it's a deal.
I feel like I almost just stopped the show there for a moment.
It got a little uneasy there for just a second there.
Too bad. I've done it all day. I don't
whole
care.
Pregnancy.
Or did it get too comfortable? I don't care.
Hot because she's Tiger's wife and the famous model, or hot because she's pregnant? I wasn't sure what you were.
Yes. She's Nordic. She's Tiger's wife.
Right.
She's pregnant. She's hot.
Does it look like the fairy has arrived?
Yeah, the booby fairy is there.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that ruined it for me, that made it a non-sensual end to the Buick Open yesterday.
Jim Nance's banter?
Oh, no, that always gets me going. her father. They had when Tiger was coming off after he won, how many in a row now is he?
Seven in a row.
So he's coming off, and he gives his pregnant wife a big hug, and he's got his half-and-half mom there,
mm-hmm.
and he gives her a hug. And then I see this pasty guy who looks like the whitest guy in the world. Looks like his skin tone is the color of, like, Joe's underarm.
This is like the guy in the Austin Powers movie.
Gold
member.
Yeah, that's right. With a touch of powder. I mean, the guy is so friggin' pasty.
Like, you look at him and you can't believe he produced a hot girl.
And the celebrity he most resembles is an albino Philip Seymour Hoffman.
That says it all.
And it was just this,
handsome.
Just this queer, not queer like queer, but just odd-looking, almost albino man. And Nance was doing this whole thing about, it's almost a year since he lost his dad. There's his new dad-in-law.
God.
And I didn't get to see Jim Nance rip off his tie and throw it to someone in the crowd.
Here at Torrey Pines, the beautiful...
Tony Dungy!
The beautiful Pacific in the background. The blue Pacific. I'm Jim Nance. Hey, young boy, here's my tie.
Tiger Woods' wife. Hot.
Mm-hmm.
Hot, baby, hot. Oh, and Nance, what was he upset about?
Always something.
The fact that Tiger Woods said that if his wife was ready to drop the baby around the time of the British Open,
mm-hmm.
that he would not play in the British Open.
Right.
Hey, guys.
Didn't like that?
It's his legacy, guys.
Got to be like me, guys, on the road 12 months out of the year.
That's why he's Tiger Woods, guys.
Yes, of course. You have to understand that. Got to respect it.
Yes, indeed. The rivalry continues, but this time on Peyton's turf.
Hey, guys.
So
Some might think you take the weekend off, have another guy do the golf telecast to get ready for the big Super Bowl. Not in the Nance household. Honey, it'll be another weekend. I'm not home.
Having myself flown.
Yes. I'll have a glass of red wine and rip off my tie.
Porn star Jenna Jameson has endured things that would kill you or I. That's our story when we return.
Oh, Jack me, Jenna.
No!
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Sitting on a solid diet of quickies. Don and Mike.
Here is Francis. Hi, Francis.
Mike.
Howdy.
Damon has now done it enough on film and video to fill up an entire TV channel. The pay-per-view Club Jenna channel is reportedly coming soon. By that, I mean it's in development. Oh, no, I think it's on now.
I can tell you with 1,000% assuredness that Club Jenna is on DirecTV.
It's on and running, and you see it in the hotel rooms also.
It's got the little icon down in the right-hand corner that says Club Jenna.
Ah. Well, there you have it. And if you experience...
Hand over, Rob, you don't get the clubber.
So what's the point?
No.
Club Jenna.
He misses it. If you'd experienced what Jenna has experienced, you'd be a dead man. And by that, I mean you couldn't handle what a woman experiences when it comes to the happy ending. A new study says it's about 10 times stronger than in a man. A Japanese specialist studied the brain waves of both men and women. He says the way men's brains are wired, a nirvana that intense would kill them.
Are you talking about Jackie Chan?
All men, really.
It's the worst intro, isn't it?
It's
ponderous. I'm forgettable.
Well, if this is true, it may explain why that moment is so difficult for women to obtain. Only 1 in 3 say they have it regularly. Only 8% say every time.
So why would it kill Jenna?
No, it wouldn't kill Jenna. I'm saying what a woman's special moment there, if experienced by a man, would kill him because, A, of its intensity, and, B, because of the way men's brains are wired, according to this guy's research.
I disagree. That's why we are men.
Uh-huh.
We are men.
Okay.
And we have strong arms.
Whatever it is that a woman is going through, in no way can compare what it is that we can conjure up.
It's not even childbirth.
I mean, for goodness sakes, seriously, I mean, without getting terribly technical.
Yes.
Who's that painter I like so bad?
Jackson Pollock, Don.
Thanks. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
That's the force of my love.
Gotcha. Up there with Peter North.
My love, when I present my love, you will see my love.
But there are women that can do that, too.
Yes.
I get news filter.
Not as good as me, though.
Oh, I'd like to say that no matter what, even though you're on your best day,
no.
Not the one I watched last week. Incredible.
Fire department.
If you do that, then you've got to be in films because you're better than the other guys that are in the movie.
You should submit to News Filter. A little look at me something.
Don't even have to use your face.
Right. Use someone else's face.
We'll know who it is. It's like Make-A-Wish gone hardcore, and it's all thanks to a nun. In England, a dying man is going to get his final wish. Before the MD does him in, 22-year-old Nick Wallace wanted to have sex.
I think seriously.
With a woman.
Buzz, as long as we're on the topic, and I know we have to dance around this very, very gingerly.
Yeah, because the other way it can get really sticky if we don't do that.
If I'm really into something, I have actually, how gross is this?
Please tell me you haven't measured.
Not with a tape measure, but I've gone like this with my feet to go.
Counted it out.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Anyway, the furthest I've gotten with my feet is 8 feet away.
My God.
By counting my size 11 shoes.
That's
8 feet away. That's the furthest.
Mm-hmm.
That's the furthest.
I'm going to give that a round.
What do you call that? I don't want to call it a drop. A dollop. That's where the furthest dollop was.
After you do that, do you brush your teeth?
With my love. For 2 minutes until the smiley face goes off.
Goodbye to you, and goodbye to you.
Goodbye. Well, someday we can discuss this in more depth if you like. If you like. I do believe in that regard I am porno quality.
Well, congratulations. We're very impressed and proud, really.
Yeah.
Say, it's hard to know what to say to a thing like that.
What? I'd like to isolate that for future tapes. I do believe I am porno quality.
Only in that regard.
In that regard. In that regard.
And when I was a much younger man, I hit the ceiling one time while sitting on a toilet. I am not kidding you.
Oh, what a feeling.
In Detroit.
Uh-huh.
Sitting on a toilet. And I don't mean like just barely at the ceiling. I mean like...
Knocked out a ceiling time.
Rainforest time.
Incredible.
There's rainforest again.
They could they could write a book about it.
Looks like
Lorraine Cabot. Awe-inspiring. A muscular dystrophy patient in England, a 22-year-old
what,
Nick
I'm
Wallace.
Not, I'm not allowed to brag a little bit? You guys get all oogged out? What's well, oog?
Yeah, we're real sorry for getting oogged out.
No, it's just that we're mere mortals compared to you, I think.
What is so oogie about the mental picture of me sitting with my pants around my ankles, watching something on TV, then getting up afterwards and going, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 8 feet. Oh, pretty good.
It's not a question, because we've been working together for so long, of getting oogged out. It's a question of finding the words.
Yeah, there's
sometimes
something.
Finding the words to respond, not, you know. What do you say? Well, congratulations.
Good boy.
Very good. Good job.
Thanks.
Good. That's
he just says, he nods. Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you think you could go 4 feet?
What's that?
Do you think you could go 4 feet?
Are you challenging me?
No, not until you and I go to Atlantic City in a couple of weeks.
All right, we'll do that. You know, let the ladies go off and like go to the gift shop, and you and I will have a competition in the room.
What's going on the boardwalk?
I'm not exaggerating about that.
I believe you.
I've marked it off.
I don't think
feet.
I could.
No,
I really legitimately don't think
I'm
could.
Sure, I couldn't.
Even in my best days, I don't think I could.
Right. Thank you. You know what? You know what helps? Save up. Save up for a couple of days.
Yeah, where's the fun in that?
Don't turn on the faucet for a couple of days.
Yeah. Okay.
And then you tell me if you can't go.
I probably can't.
You tell me if you can't throw that ball at least 2 extra feet.
All right.
You just wait a couple of days.
A couple of days, huh?
Just a couple of days, Mike. That's all it takes.
All right.
Well, come on. You don't you don't have sex every day, do you?
No. No.
Hey, there you go. How about you, Buzz?
Not every day, no.
Sadly. All right, cool. Let's make this a project tonight. Go home and come in tomorrow and tell me how many feet you can go.
I have saved
how,
a couple of
how
days.
Old were you when you measured 8 feet?
How old was I?
Yeah.
I was 48.
Okay.
I measured
that recently.
I measured 8 feet about a week and a half ago.
Wow.
In my TV room.
8 feet?
Okay, like this. Watch.
Eight footsteps.
If I'm sitting in my chair here.
Yeah.
One. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Get away from me.
He's
over on my side. Now I know why
I can
you out so much.
I can shoot this far. If I was standing against the wall.
All right.
I'm just going to concede.
See, that's my problem.
Uh-huh.
See, I challenge him on it, and then he wants to give him this whole description of it. I'll never challenge you on that again.
I want you, man.
Oh, no.
Shut up.
I want shut you.
Up. Just shut up.
Just brush your teeth twice a day.
Shut up.
It can be yours.
Goodbye to you, and goodbye to you.
That's incredible. That's incredible.
I'm sure there are men out there who would dwarf me.
I'm sure.
Well, that aforementioned guy, that guy is known for it. Peter North.
Yeah.
Kind of known for it. That's his thing.
I'm like, I'm like, it would be like a pro-am. You know what I'm saying? If I was with those guys, mm-hmm. it would be like that golf tournament. I would be like the Bill Murray.
Yeah, and at your age, that's pretty good, I think. Yeah. I think, because doesn't that diminish after a while?
Yeah, I think it does.
I'm 48.
Why are you asking me?
Because I thought you might know. Because I was looking at you.
I know.
Otherwise I look at the wall.
I know. A dying man in England that never had sex
at the wall.
Wow. Well, of course. At that distance, I would think so.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what's it going to do? Where else is it going to go?
Mm-hmm.
It's got to stop somewhere. But it's got to stop somewhere. Mike.
Never actually gone.
Yeah, because otherwise it'll go across the street.
It's never actually gone through a wall.
To the best of my knowledge, no, Buzz.
Otherwise, Peter Parker will send it across the street.
Jesus. In Madison, Wisconsin.
There better be a wall in this room. If it's a great room, forget it. Somebody, hey, open the door, will you?
It's web-slinging time. It's clobbering time.
My God.
How's that news going, Frank?
Oh, it's fascinating. In Madison, Wisconsin, a lawyer's been busted for DUI after he showed up drunk to get his client, who was in jail, for DUI. The lawyer says he didn't think he was drunk until he saw the results of his own alcohol test. In Charleston, South Carolina, a man's been arrested for DUI. What makes this story special is he might have gotten away with it if he hadn't flipped off the sheriff and then crashed into a guardrail. The sheriff says the man probably wouldn't have hit the rail if he'd been watching his driving instead of flipping off the man. And finally, a 50-pound block of ice fell from the sky in Tampa Sunday morning. This happens occasionally. Sometimes it's airplane waste.
Oh.
A week ago, blocks of ice hit and damaged houses in Philadelphia and San Diego.
If that happens to your house, you might want to brush your teeth.
But this time, it totaled a car, a Ford Mustang. Amazingly, no one got hurt any of those times. And another story about ice. In Milwaukee yesterday, a truck fell through the ice on a channel of water connected to a lake.
This was a TV satellite truck. I actually saw this on television.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Did I screw up your...
That was the punchline. You finished the story.
Well, it was a TV satellite truck?
It was a TV truck, yes.
Okay, well, what's the punchline? I'm sorry.
That it was. I thought we'd all enjoy the fact that a TV truck fell through the ice. That was the punchline.
A condom.
Goodbye to you, and goodbye to you!
Sorry, Buzz.
Thank right. you.
Wouldn't you rather talk about how far I can shoot?
No. Sorry, we're out of time.
All right.
Wow.
I'll take my sore throat home, but we'll see you tomorrow.
Okay. Oh, see you tomorrow.
So it was a TV truck, you say?
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds
funny, huh?
Good day to you, sir.
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 Hey, Ed. Oh, hold on. What, Ed?
What's better, distance or accuracy?
See you tomorrow.
This is the Don and Mike Show.